United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Today is the 10th of where are we?
January.
10th of January. Happy New Year, Dr. Brandy.
Thank you. Same to you, Tracy.
Happy New Year.
A new year? A fresh start? Kind of nice.
Is it really a fresh start?
I don't know.
I mean, we do resolutions. Mm-hmm. Dr. Brandy's from Turning Point Counseling here over in the north side of Youngstown. It's right on Belmont Avenue, and they deal with adult mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And she sits in with us every second Thursday of the month from noon until 1, and we talk about issues to deal with, you know, mental health. And it's something that is not talked about openly, so I want to thank Turning Point for being partners with us and for Dr. Brandon taking time out of her schedule and her lunchtime
to come
and hang out with us. So is it really a new point, Dr. Brandy? I mean, seriously, we old acquaintance, be forgot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new day. It keeps on moving, and bills are still due the next day.
Right. The same things from last year roll into the new year, but it's a great time for reflection. I mean, we're given an opportunity to reflect on what we've done, think about the positives, think about the things we'd like to change in life. And some of us, I think most, make an attempt to work on something if possible. So I don't know if it's a fresh new start, but it's an opportunity for one if we'd like to try to work on something.
So if I choose to, I will.
If you choose to, and what you choose is manageable enough, you might succeed.
Huh. I lost 4 pounds.
Already?
Remember I weighed in on last time I saw you.
Right, that was a month ago.
Right, that's right. And so I did that. I lost 4 pounds. So Doris is coming in from Foot Family After You, and we're going to talk about this. I did cheat over the holidays. I did eat, but I did lose.
Mm-hmm.
And I dealt with some of the things that we talked about here on the air.
Well, last time you and I chatted, you were, you know, just beginning this adventure in your life, the mind, body, spirit, I think.
This is my,
holistic on everything. And we did. We identified some things that might get in the path that might be little barriers that you will need to either, you know, walk through or walk over or deal with.
Do me a favor. At the bottom of there, go over there. See the bottom row of the little knobs?
Yeah.
You're number 2.
Okay.
Turn that up a little bit. Hey, again, the number is 347-945-5229. She's got such a sweet voice and such a smile voice. Come on up.
Is it better?
It's better now.
Can you hear me? Okay.
The levels are better now.
Hey.
Dr. Brandy, I have to say, I was out Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to my mom, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to call his name out, though I should.
Oh.
But my mom, I told him, I said, you know, my ex-husband must have really hurt me.
Mm-hmm. What led you to that? Because last
the
time
conversation
we talked about men and your view of that gender and maybe something from your past. So it interests me that you went from there all the way to identifying your ex-husband.
I said, wow, because, you know, I look at where the problem started.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with that? You know, a lot of times people go through illnesses that cause their body to change.
Mm-hmm.
They gain weight, they lose weight, they get scarred. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how the people treat you around you, it will affect your psychological well-being.
Absolutely. I mean, it's good to be strong-minded, and it's good to have good self-esteem, but we're all human and we're all vulnerable. So what people have to say to us, and it matters.
It matters. And there was during that time, I was extremely fit. I was physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I gained my weight during that time because of a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not resolve well in the marriage.
I imagine that there were probably other factors in the marriage, and then you having your physical condition and weight gain. I thought about that, Tracy, after we left, and I thought, for some reason, that seems to be the monumental point, the point of focus.
Yeah.
But the professional in me.
Go ahead.
My hunch is there were other factors in that it wasn't
there
the
were.
Perfect relationship, and then this happened and everything
Correct.
Changed.
Correct.
Okay.
I lived in Los Angeles, and Los Angeles is very superficial.
I would imagine. I've never been there, but I see the magazines. I get the culture.
Everything is show. We show up. I mean, everything is image. Image is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
so the California Girls, Beach Boys
song. Yeah,
that's
pretty true. And most things, you don't really get really real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never own your real car. You never own your real house. Nothing is real.
Okay.
Everything is...
It's just a front, like an image, and if you're, it doesn't matter what's behind it. You just
absolutely
have
not.
To be this image.
And so when you get into relationship out in Los Angeles, most of them are not real. Whether they be marriage or whether they be friendships,
mm-hmm.
they're all based upon your projection of where you're going and your imaging.
Mm-hmm.
It's like branding.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you marry, you may not be marrying your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're marrying a companion who you do things together, and it's a lot of fun.
Interesting. For a lot of people out there that are listening, I bet they can identify this even if they're not from Los Angeles or California, because this is what people do. And while I have no research with me today, I would say that that's probably one of the factors for the high divorce rate, because people meet each other and they're not real with who they are.
And because they're not real with who they are, they do not marry who they need to marry.
You marry that whoever that picture of yourself that you project and that picture that the other person projects, those two people marry, but you can only put on that facade for so long. You can only be that image, and then you have to, you are a person. You're more than that.
And see, when you marry someone, if you're real and they're not,
mm-hmm.
it can cause major conflict.
Okay. So do you want to share a specific example so we have a better understanding of what you're referencing?
When I say that, you know, we marry people and we really don't dig into their background of what they of who they are and what they expect
mm-hmm.
in relationship. We see somebody, if they're nice, we're nice, he's cute, he's, you know, we talk, we have things in common. But as far as your core beliefs,
mm-hmm.
you may or may not get into that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
How you raise your children, how you spend your money, how you save your money. What are you willing to really give up?
Right, and I hate to use we, because
okay.
I think that there are some people who might be listening who have taken the time to do that, and if they're out there, maybe they'll want to bring how they did that into it. But yes, if you don't take the time in a relationship or in any relationship, not just a marriage, if you don't build the relationship on your morals, on your values, on your belief system.
See, a lot of times we don't do that.
Right.
But, I mean, I seriously, my checklist, you know, you might say, where do you work?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you look?
Mm-hmm.
How many kids do you want?
Mm-hmm. Right, what do you do
for fun? You know, do you do this, do you do that? But as far as, because when marriage is different than dating.
Right, and that's where we get into morals and values
yeah.
and beliefs, because some people who do share a life together that aren't married might say, no, it's no different from being married. And that's hard because I hear so many different perspectives in my job, and different things work for different people. But what I know of you, Tracy, is that, and you've shared some of, you know, your belief system with me, that probably marriage has a meaning. Marriage means something to
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. It was pivotal.
Right. And so, and therefore, there was probably a boundary that you didn't cross until you were married. For example, you're married
yeah.
and now your finances are merged. You're married and now you live together. You're married
yeah.
and now you come home from work and that person is there,
and,
whatever it is.
And I have to say, you know, we have, when you marry people who are out of your community.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Midwest has a certain community.
Okay.
And though we come from different walks of life, different houses,
mm-hmm.
some things are just communal based on the Mahoning Valley.
Right. We are a culture in and of itself.
Right. And when you go and marry someone who is from California,
mm-hmm.
and I'll use myself as an example,
mm-hmm.
when you their principles, values, and their community is, and ideals are, they're different than ours.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't realize that in the relationship when you get into it and have a conversation about it, you can have a cultural clash.
Right. You could be different, but you have to agree on how that difference is going to work for you. And you have to be flexible and you have to compromise.
How do you do that at 25 years old? You're not that smart.
Right. And that's a good point. I mean, at what age
yeah,
do people,
because people get married and you're not that smart. I mean, how am I supposed to realize that, you know, my ex-husband, he's willing to eat bean soup
mm-hmm.
to save money.
Okay.
I'm
well,
not.
Well, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a conflict. I believe, you know, I believe that you are not, I believe the family comes first.
Mm-hmm. And it is, like, the example you give is a conflict, but it's not a conflict if two people agree to a certain approach to it. It's a conflict if people are inflexible.
Right.
That's when it's a conflict.
If you come from an Islamic background and I'm from a Christian background,
mm-hmm.
can you imagine being married to that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
You have to find a way to make it work for you yourself as a couple.
How do you do that when you're not as... Because, mm-hmm. see, people, we are in love, infatuation. But
we're not confuse love with lust. I
yeah.
Think.
We're in something, and it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But when real times hit, it's not
mm-hmm.
what it should be.
It's not. And so, Tracy, you said you were with your mom and you were shopping and you made a comment that, boy, your ex-husband, I can't remember the exact comment.
I said he must have really hurt me.
He must have really hurt you. What did you mean by that statement?
Well, what happened was, when I look at this, you know, it was like everything shifted then.
Mm-hmm.
And my perspective on relationship,
mm-hmm.
even because I felt as though I was a trophy
mm-hmm.
and not a person.
All right, so I'm going to put this out there, and I would not say this in counseling if somebody didn't have a relationship with. But we could go the remaining however minutes left saying that, you know, he must have really hurt you. But
right.
I'm going to reframe it, and I'm going to say that you hurt yourself. I'm not going to say he didn't contribute,
okay.
but you've used things
okay.
like I was a trophy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was your image, Tracy. That you said you tell me I was fit, I was in great shape, I was in Los Angeles. So that piece is something like when we start to think about how does counseling work and what we can
right.
do. I would say, okay, ex-husband. Yeah, we could explore some of that, but he's gone.
Right.
But you and
but
that image
on it.
Are
right.
still here.
Right.
And that's what we have to work with.
Right. But I said, when I said that to myself, the reason why I said that is because of what he said when we split.
Okay, do you want to share that?
I'll share.
Okay.
He said, you've gained weight. I can no longer deal with you with that, with your weight on, and
mm-hmm.
I'm leaving.
And that is a very hurtful statement that's going to impact somebody.
And so if you are married to a person,
mm-hmm.
and when I say, I'm not saying that, you know, married is not a union that somebody preached to somebody that you went to a ceremony. When you are married to someone,
when you truly believe in that,
and that is the catapult of breakage.
Mm-hmm. It's going to impact you.
It gives you a major impact on your psychological
mm-hmm.
demise.
And let's think about.
And so, in my mind,
okay.
I said, I will never contribute to that again. So if you cannot take me big, you will never have me small.
So you're still making love contingent upon an image.
Absolutely. And so if you do not find me, because when you are heavier, when you are bigger, when you are, I'm going to use that
uh-huh.
because of the prejudices that come with it.
Okay.
People treat you different because I've been both.
Right.
People treat you differently.
Mm-hmm.
People treat you differently. People look at you differently, and they treat you differently. And because of that,
mm-hmm.
if you really look at how people treat you,
mm-hmm.
it's impactful. Because how you're treated when you're physically fit and how you're treated when you're obese
mm-hmm.
is two different. Even strangers treat you differently.
So how was it different for you?
Oh, I mean, people are just mean. They're rude. They think you're lazy. They think that you are not. When you are physically fit and you, they don't think you have as big of a brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's like blondes. They don't think blondes are smart. Hello?
Is that because you're talking to a blonde right now? But they say they have more fun.
They have more fun, but they don't think you're as bright as you are. Dr. Brandy. You're not an STNA.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at the mental psyche of this, and I'm going, you don't think that I am smart because you don't listen to what I have to say because of how
don't,
I look?
Don't we as society, I think it's a terrible thing, I do, but we make assumptions based on everything. You have blonde hair, you have dark hair, you have black skin, you have white skin, you're fat, you're skinny,
yes.
you're tall, you're short, you're athletic, you're not, whatever. There always seems to be some type of judgment associated with that. But we as an individual have to be comfortable with being, we have to be able to handle those judgments.
Dr. Brandy watched me with my voice, and I didn't put any sugar in my coffee.
Is that what's happening over there? I'm like, boy, I didn't think what I said was that bad.
Sorry, go ahead.
The look on her face. Woo!
That was serious.
That was. Well, that's a big issue there. Yeah, but you're right. No, people do form judgments based on appearance. But you took what happened in your life
and
made this your defense mechanism.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting for you because as you're moving towards health, mind, body, spirit, holistic health,
right.
The biggest barrier for you is that now you have to let go of your biggest defense mechanism because you've used your weight to keep people at a distance from you, which has probably hurt you more in the long run because it's likely impacted the level of relationships that you have in your life. Meaning people
are close. That's Dr. Brandy, guys. That's Dr. Brandy, guys. That's smart. I mean, and that makes sense. And that's when I said that, I was like, wow, I've really allowed the hurt to carry. People move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've carried all this luggage.
Right.
But I didn't realize that I'd been that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the mall and we were shopping. And I said to my mom, I said, you know what? Thomas must have really hurt me. She said, yeah, he really did.
Mm-hmm.
She said, because she could remember what I went through.
There,
she
yeah.
was there. But I thought I would push past. But you don't realize that you pushed past, but what you didn't do was you buried and you didn't deal with the root of the problem.
No, you formed a defense mechanism
in
your weight.
Yeah.
And as long as you could manage your weight, then everything else is going to kind of be okay because you're protecting yourself that way.
And then I look at, you know, I wonder about this, and I thought about this as I was going, and we're going to go look to Newtown, Connecticut, too, before Dr. Brandy leaves today.
Mm-hmm.
But I also dealt with people that are raped.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have issues inside of their home being raised,
right.
That they use their weight as a defense.
Mm-hmm. Most people, we all have different body shapes and different genetics, of course. That's a piece of this. But many people who are heavy or obese, there's an emotional component to it. And the emotional component, and that's why these diets don't work. Because, great, I'm going to go do all these things, but I'm going to ignore this huge, huge baggage over here. That's the problem in the first place.
And I'm finding that out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding that out. So now how do I begin to deal with this? How do I begin to – hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We want to hear from you today. If you have any comments, you want to talk to Dr. Brandy, join in on this conversation. You can beat me up today.
Oh.
I put myself out there, so you guys might as well just, you know, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is important because I have come to the – I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one. And you see, how do you deal with it? And for those that are listening, lucky for them, they're hearing how you deal with it. You've already identified some of the issues. It seems like you've gotten some insights. The comment that you made at the mall with your mom tells me something clicked in your head.
Yeah.
So you can't go back now, Tracy.
Nope.
You know that these factors are there. And now you're talking about it with somebody, and likely lots of people, not just me, while you're talking about it with the world out there who's listening. But that is how you deal with it.
And so when you say how do you deal with it, you talk about it, you acknowledge it?
You talk about it, you acknowledge it. And then depending on the person, there's so many different avenues we could take. For example, if you were in counseling, I can use something that we call narrative therapy, and I can help you go back and give titles to, like, chapters in your life, probably the ucky titles that you don't want to remember, and look at what that story was like, what happened then. And then we could take that and go back and retitle every chapter and rewrite a lot of that history in a very healthy way to change the way your brain works.
Wow. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Stanley, I'm going to pick up in just a second. I want Dr. Brandy... And the reason I'm doing this, and so that you know, is this because you need. I have found out that we don't all have mental illnesses,
mm-hmm.
but during the course of everyone's life, whether it be young or old, you need to go and seek clinical counseling.
Mm-hmm.
it's good for your health. It's like massages. We used to think that massages were for rich people that, and all they did was it made them feel good. But we have come to find out that it's very healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have massotherapists everywhere who are dealing with massages, and it's not just because you want to be pampered. It's the same thing with mental health. You want to go to Turning Point. You want to go to a counselor and talk about your divorce, talk about your childhood. You know, we a lot of us have been bullied over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And bullying is a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us, we didn't call it bullying. We were just picked on. We were kids, and it hurt. And we have carried a lot of those words and a lot of that pain with us into our future. And then we wonder why we can't get out of the situation that we're in, or we're always in battered wife syndrome, or we're always picking the wrong guys, or we're always drinking,
mm-hmm.
or we're always trying to find a way to escape.
Right. Right. You know, we tend to think that seeking help from a counselor, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, whomever, that a lot of people think, I can't come because I don't have a mental illness. I don't have what I might call schizophrenia. I don't have bipolar. You might not, but the reality is that if you're a human being, you face challenges in life.
Yeah.
Everybody has faced challenges in life. Some people may have handled them in a healthier manner, and some people, they might be weighed down by them still. Even if you think you lived the most perfect life, that alone probably had challenges. You know, what's it like to be perfect all the time? So we have a lot of, we all carry something.
Everyone faces challenges in their life.
Ah, there we go. We have it.
There we have it.
Yes.
And so that's where, you know, I really want, and I'm bringing this forward because as I go through this weight loss challenge, and because I'm beginning to introspectively look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we don't look at ourselves honestly.
We look at the image that we project to everybody else.
And we make that image true, and it's not.
And to see who we are with our flaws and our faults, as everybody has, can be hard.
It is. It is. It's very, very difficult because you can't change what you don't know. And we always want to think of ourselves as perfect.
Right. And you can't change what you don't know. And some of us trick ourselves into thinking we don't know because we've brushed it aside.
But
you
do know.
We know. And we know, and we need to deal with it.
So how do we bear down? How do we deal with, family members? Because a lot of times your family members know that you need to go see a counselor.
Right.
And you don't know what to do.
It's hard because if you're not ready, it's hard for somebody to make you ready. But we can encourage people, and we can help people and walk them through the process. But ultimately, it's up to that person to make the changes. I also would flip that and say that when we do start to work on changes, sometimes our families and friends have a hard time with that new person. So that's a lot to deal with, too. As we get better, let's say, you know, Tracy, as you lose weight, that's going to impact how people treat you. They're going to treat you differently. You might trigger somebody else's insecurities. Now maybe they're jealous because you're doing what they can't do. And so whatever issues they got going on are going to be put at you. You know, those types of things, they happen. And so as we move forward, as you move forward, as everybody moves forward with what they're working on, it's important that as these things happen in our life, we recognize them and we don't let them set us back.
Hey, Sam, I'm going to pick you up in just a second. I'm having computer issues for real.
I didn't know what was happening back there, but everything looks like it's just shutting down or something.
It just shut down, and I'm going, whoa, hey.
Yeah.
But I'm learning, you know, it's like, whoa, you know, and it is a defense. And we all, it's almost like it's inerrant because we all put a defense up
mm-hmm.
to protect ourselves
mm-hmm.
from hurt, from, I'll, you know, we say, I'll never let anyone else hurt me again like that.
Right, so you'll never let anybody else tell you that they're leaving you because you're heavy.
No, I'm no.
They're not
telling me because I'm heavy. I'm not even going to get down, so you have to get me when I'm big. But not mm-hmm. realizing when I get down, you're going to have a problem.
So how are you going to handle it now that, as far as I know, there's not somebody, and so now you're going to meet somebody you're not big.
Right. When I meet them when I'm not big, I'm going to talk about them if I knew them because they didn't say anything to me while I was big.
So you're setting yourself up for
failure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that. I'm because if you didn't accept me when I was big, you can't have me when I'm small.
Mhm. So
images
are
everything.
Fault.
Absolutely.
It's their fault that they didn't want you when you were big,
yes.
But now they want you when you're small.
Right. So it's their fault. They should have said something then, and I could have been smaller earlier.
Wow.
Okay, but
I'm sorry.
I bet you're doing things differently, too, to keep them out. It might have nothing
probably
to do.
So.
That person might not be approaching you because, frankly, you're probably coming across as completely unapproachable
probably
because
so.
You have that mindset. You didn't want me then.
You can't have
so
me
you
now.
You can't have me now. So all those whatever you're sending out is yeah, it's having an impact. It might,
and we do that, don't
so
we?
So we're gonna blame other people.
Absolutely.
And they could be completely. There could be somebody out there that's like, wow, I love Tracy, but she just won't let me into that world.
Definitely
and now when
not.
She as she gets skinnier, I'm definitely not getting in because she's gonna blame me for not coming up to
that's
her
right.
when she was heavy.
Absolutely. They should have had the kahunas to step up when I was big.
You should have had
wow.
the kahunas to let him in when you were big.
Absolutely not.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, Stanley, your mic is on.
Yes, congratulations.
Hold on. There's people like Stanley.
I want to hear Stanley.
Stanley's superficial.
No, I'm not. I'm not
do
superficial.
We even know Stanley?
I just know what
Stanley's
I want.
In New York.
I'm not
oh.
superficial.
I've never met Stanley.
I'm not
Stanley's
superficial.
Superficial. Stanley
I'm not
says
superficial.
If he will not.
I believe you, Stanley.
Let me make my point because the doctor can learn. I'm not superficial. I have standards that I want to live by. I have standard, and those standards, I have it for other people, but I have it for myself. Let's say I want somebody who's in shape and physically fit. I have to be physically fit. I cannot demand something that I don't have. So that's why she's saying I'm shallow, but what she doesn't know is I work out every day.
Stanley, that's
I
not why. No, I'm saying you're shallow because you said you will not date a girl who's overweight.
No,
you
know Stanley.
I've never met Stanley in my life. We
talk
about this on the air.
I just want to ask the doctor a question.
Go ahead.
Is there something wrong to not want to date somebody who doesn't respect your tempo, even though you as a man is respecting your tempo, is doing the work that you need to do, and see that person that, look, I'm doing what I need to do, and I expect you to do the same. And if
okay,
you don't,
two questions,
we're going to have a problem.
Ooh. Stanley, is your tempo your body?
Yes.
The tempo is
okay.
my body, of course.
Okay. So this goes all the way back to what Tracy and I were talking about a little bit ago. You value physical health and physique. You value the way that people look.
Yeah, of course.
And that is fine. But you're right. You're best paired with somebody who also values that. If that's a value system thing, not a judgment thing. You value physical health. It's important to you. You work out. Your tone. You want somebody else like that. If you don't pair up with somebody else like that, that's where we start to see unhealthy things happen, like resentment, judgment, putting the other person down.
Exactly.
It's okay to value that.
No, but I have a question. See, this is where it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a certain physique when you marry me,
mm-hmm.
I hate to tell y'all, life happens.
Life does happen, and hopefully there's
and
a
things,
foundation.
And things, like, I can treasure my body all you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get situations where you can't work out and you will gain weight. So now the question is, how do you support me when now my physique that I still cherish, but I can't get back to that size, perfect size 6?
Right, like half the women who have kids.
Yes, when I have a baby, sometimes that, you know, I love Beyonce and them to death. I think it's wonderful that they have the means and the resources
mm-hmm.
to make their body go back in 9 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But in the real world,
mm-hmm.
most people.
We don't have chefs and physical trainers.
We don't have that coming back, snap back, and they actually go through a liposuction and the tummy tuck
mm-hmm.
with the body fat as when they have the baby. They do it all at the same time.
Right.
But doctor,
right.
I'm going back to what she said and everything. There's another thing I disagree with what she just said. Is it
mm-hmm.
not true that even if you do have a body, there's two types of people. There's people that make it, I should lose the weight, and there's people that say, I must lose the weight. Those are two different things. There's people that saying, I tried many things. Trying doesn't mean that you did something. And a lot of people, when you say, I tried many things, I say, how many things did you try? Did you try 1,000 ways to lose the weight? And I wait for them and say, here's a paper, write me down 1,000 ways you lose the weight. And they can't even name one. They stop at 10. So I'm like, you didn't try everything. trying everything and doing everything doesn't mean that you have to make it a must. You have to make it a must as you eat. You have to make it a must as you're brushing your teeth. That's a totally different mentality.
But what listen to what I'm saying. What my issue is, and where I'm going with this, hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I want to know, because as we go through relationship, you can have all the will in the world, and you will not become a millionaire.
See, and they're all good points, Stanley. And listening to you, the way that you think is the way that you think, and the way that you want to think. And it sounds like you, as an individual, believe that anybody can be thin if they make it a must, if they actually take action and do things.
Yeah.
And that is
and
your
they
belief
saw
system.
The excuse also, and they saw the excuse, because a lot of people won't come with excuses. I don't have the time. I don't have this. And then you look at the whole schedule for, let's say, a whole week is 165 hours, and you look at them and say, yes, you do. You're spending 3 hours with TV. You're spending an hour with your friends. You're doing this. You're doing that. And if we look at the whole week, you do have the time to train.
But that's,
Stanley, that's probably what that person wants to do, which is okay.
But
that's
is okay,
probably not
but
the type of person you should be with.
But see, my question is, Stanley, this is my concern. I marry Stanley.
You should not marry Stanley. That will not work well, because your value system and his value system are very different.
But hypothetically, let's go here for a minute.
Okay, Stanley.
I marry Stanley. Stanley and I begin and have the same value system. We are 25 years old, and he and I, both of us are. We're running the stairs at the gym. We actually meet at a gym. We like shakes, and we get married. And after a while, we have our second child.
And priorities change.
And we are working, and we are successful, but body shape now. I've got two kids. I'm working full time. I'm a professional, which means I'm bringing work home. I've got things going on.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have all the resources for me to have trainers and stuff. I still go to the gym, but I'm still walking on a treadmill. I'm still active, but my body has not snapped back to where we were hiking, 10 or 12 miles on the weekend.
But let's back up.
Okay.
Here, because we're trying to make this about working out, which is fine, except for the fact that as a couple decides to have children, or a couple decides to embark in their careers or whatever it is, there's a give and take in any system. So as you pursue one thing, you have to balance it out, maybe even compromise another. So if one person has children and has a more realistic view of how life is going to change once they have those children, and the other doesn't, then you're going to have a clash. That's what the clash is about, is that both of you aren't choosing to embrace the new life that's before you. And that happens to a ton of couples, whether it's weight, whatever it is. Every relationship has trials and tribulations, but people need to learn to go with that and to look at what they truly love and want. For Stanley, what Stanley truly loves and wants might be a woman in physical shape. I don't know.
But what happens when she changes?
I don't know what he's missing. My hunch is that he might be missing somebody with more character, something with more of a heart, somebody with wanting to give back to society. Whenever you consume yourself so much with something, you're sacrificing something else. So him and that person, that's fine if they want to value physique and working out. But if one person decides to change that and the other one doesn't, there's going to be a problem.
And so I just want to. I'm going to take a break in just a second, and I want to. But I just I look at this because people change, Dr. Brandy. I mean, seriously,
change, but a partnership, a marriage, whatever it is a union, and now those people are one.
Right.
And so one changes, the other has to change and adapt, or maybe that person needs to compromise. It's
how do we
and
do
forth.
That? How do we do that in a society and deal with the mental health of it when I talked to a woman last night, and her husband is ill, and the hospice has come in.
Oh.
And they've been married 55 years.
Wow.
And I was talking to another friend of mine, and he is 40 years old, and he's been married four times.
Okay.
And he said, Tracy, we're not made like that anymore. No one conforms. He says, how do we how do we stay in a relationship like that? Because, you know, I look at her life and they were, I mean, 55 years is a lot of changing, transitioning, and accomplishment.
You make a choice and you make a commitment, and that's a value.
Our standards today, you know, our mental health, our children's mental health is predicated a lot of times on us making the right choices
mm-hmm.
within our relationships with their parents.
Mm-hmm. But, like, you and I, Tracy, it's hard because we, as two people, we have maybe a somewhat similar value system. I mean, I got married 6 months ago. I believe in the union of marriage. I believe in all
yeah.
of that. It's hard because I know that there are other people out there who don't have this value system. They believe that relationships are temporary, that you spend the time that you're meant to spend with that person will come and it will elapse and you'll move on into the next relationship. And that is okay with them.
But not when they get involved with a person who thinks that marriage is important.
And that is why people need to be upfront. Somebody who wants marriage and believes it's important should not get involved with somebody who believes that relationships are temporary and that time spent is that time spent. But there are different value systems out there.
So when we get in a relationship,
because
mm-hmm. I got to get back to the mental health of this.
Right.
Because when I get in a relationship with someone who has a temporary fix, and I'm a longevity stayer, and because of it, you have highs and lows in this relationship that's very, very monumental. Because marriage,
mm-hmm.
in some people's lives,
mm-hmm.
you expect to do it one time and never again.
Some expect that. But
right.
from a counseling perspective, I think it's important for the community to know that if you go to counseling, that counselor has an obligation to help you adapt to the lifestyle you want. So, Tracy, if it was you, it would be about longevity and it would be about marriage. But if somebody came in and had a different value system and wanted a different type of relationship, then that is what that counselor would work with them on, regardless of what he or she believes in life. It's their choice.
And listen, I got to take a break. Stanley, go ahead and make it. You want to ask Dr. Brandy something? You wanted to say something, but I got to tell
yes,
you. Wait a minute. I got to tell you. One of my listeners that's on Facebook once said that you need to have marry an Android partner.
What'd she say?
You need to have an Android partner, something that you can.
Not
you know,
real, just an image.
Yeah, just an image that you can just change the apps as you need to.
No.
Okay,
anyway.
Go ahead.
The question I want to ask the person, since Tracy is for longevity, let's say you do get married to that kind of person and everything, and don't you think that you have to have some deal breaker that even if you're for longevity, because she sounds like you should stick up with the marriage no matter what. If I change, if I become whatever I do, you should still be in the marriage because we got married and it's a vow with God. Do you think that that's a valid thing to do, or do you think that there are some stuff that you there are deal breakers that even if you're longevity, that yes, you have a reason to divorce to get out the marriage?
Well, Stanley, that's not a question I can answer for everybody. That's a question everybody would have to answer for themselves. If you're somebody who goes into a relationship or a marriage believing that there is such a thing as a deal breaker, then it's likely that a deal breaker is going to come about. Or you can enter in a relationship, you know, where you want respect and you have expectations, but that you're willing to work through whatever life challenges come your way.
See, I don't think that there are deal breakers. And I even to the point of infidelity, I think that it's there comes you should be able to work through your differences.
It seems like
it takes
the level of it. I mean, if there's infidelity
yeah.
and it's repetitive and that person,
different.
Or if there's abuse, or I mean, I think there's
I don't
certain things you don't have to sit around and tolerate, and you would hope that people would respect whatever that union is, whether it's a partnership, a marriage, whatever your relationship is built upon, that they respect that. But if something like weight is a deal breaker, then that needs to be something the other person shares too,
and
or
no.
it's going to significantly hurt somebody.
And it does, and it does, and that's and it gets to the core of what we, as I said about geographical
mm-hmm.
Locations, you know, when you marry someone, it changes. And
mm-hmm.
that core, you know, it's like you are raised in this valley where marriages monumental. It means something. And you go somewhere where marriage is, you know, we get married today, we leave today.
And for some people, that is okay. And if that's what they want, that's what they want.
But it's not.
But both people better want it.
And not a lot of people understand that going into it, because I said, you know, when you marry at 25, that's really not your conversation.
Well, it depends on who you are and how you get married. I mean, if you're 25 and, let's say, for example, you get married in the Catholic Church, many of them, you're forced to sit down and talk about all that before you get married. So
that does make a difference then.
There's that. So it depends on what you're choosing. If you're choosing to go to Vegas, then that's that. If you have a family that's around you that encourages you to talk about finances and marriage and children and views on all that, then you're going to have that. But if you're somebody who hasn't, then those are challenges you'll either face together as a couple or challenges that will break you.
Now, I've got to switch cat because I can't let her out of here before we talk about this for just a quick second.
Okay. Wait, today's going fast.
I know. Newtown, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And the financing of it and the lack of acknowledgement of people need to have access to clinical counseling.
Right. I mean, we listen to what's in the media, and what happened is absolutely devastating.
Absolutely.
And there's been different factors identified as contributing to these school shootings, and one is mental health that's been talked about. And most people with a mental health issue would not act like this. Most people in the world wouldn't act like that. However, mental health is important, and mental health can have untreated mental health could have negative consequences, and it's unfortunate.
Untreated
mental health issues, even treated, but usually untreated, because people don't have access to mental health services. Many insurance plans, they don't cover mental health. Every so often there's a levy on the ballot to vote for for mental health that many times aren't passed. Well, these are the people that you're choosing not to give treatment to. This is very much the people that Turning Point serves.
And the state cuts, the budgeting
cuts. The state cuts are devastating. I mean, we had drastic cuts within the system and drastic cuts that we're learning to trying to survive. And that's sad that there's organizations out there that serve these populations of people that might not be able to stay afloat because of the funding.
And I will say this, you know, you guys know I am definitely against a lot of entitlements.
Mm-hmm.
But mental health is a supplement, and sometimes the laws and the processes and procedures that they write into Medicare, Medicaid, some of your insurance plans, you need to go and write letters to your governor, mm-hmm. to your congresspeople, and let them know access to mental health is important.
Mm-hmm.
It is more important or just as important as your physical health. And we need to quit trying to hide that mental health is just, you know, for a couple cuckoos going down the street who drink beer.
It should be for any of us who
Absolutely.
Need help. Any of us. I mean, we could go to the doctors whether we have a cold or cancer. We should be able to get mental health services whether we're a little bit sad or we're hallucinating.
Yes.
You should be able to get help.
And now I have to ask, Dr. Brandy, do people snap? Is there anything, there's a snap that you were doing good and everything is good, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just snap and just can shoot people, or is it always there and it was just unrecognizable, not diagnosed, or ignored?
Most of the time that there are factors that you can see. Somebody isolating themselves, somebody sad, lonely. I mean, there's a change in behavior. But no one can predict that moment where somebody will snap, as you call it, where somebody will kill themselves, where somebody will kill somebody else, where somebody will shoot in a school. Nobody can identify that one factor. Nobody knows when it's going to happen.
Do all people who commit suicide have mental issues?
That would be a hard question to answer. I mean, my hunch would be people who feel good about themselves and have a support system aren't likely to kill themselves. They're not. There might be people with certain belief systems that sacrifice themselves through suicide, and they believe that that's okay. Maybe in their small society, it's not considered a mental health issue, but most, I think, would think, most would agree that if you kill yourself, you were struggling with something.
A lot of times, we have a system of denial.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of dealing with things, we ignore them, we put our head in the sand, and we think that they'll go away.
Right.
And a lot of times we do that with ourselves and with our children.
Mm-hmm. I think we hope that it'll go away, but the world is different than it was 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago. We're faced with challenges that no one was faced with before, and I don't think those things are just going to go away. This right here that we're all living is the reality that is. It's in front of us.
So we're not in the matrix.
We're not in the matrix. We have to deal with it. We do. And, you know, I think for people listening, a big question that I ask that I fear will heighten people's anxiety as they hear about when they think about getting mental health is, oh, my God, if I come in for mental health treatment and I'm crazy, are you going to send me to the hospital? Well, there's two sides to that, that you cannot involuntarily hospitalize somebody without a reason. So if you don't tell me you're going to go out and kill somebody and why you're going to do it, I can't force you into the hospital. If you can't tell me you're going to go kill yourself. So when we look at things like these school shooters, these people very much could have been in treatment, but for whatever reason, they didn't meet criteria for their rights to be taken from them, for them to be hospitalized. And so there's certain things built in the system that are there for good purposes, but you can't just ship somebody off just because you have a hunch.
Let me ask you this. I found out with people who are diabetic.
Okay.
Untreated diabetes,
mm-hmm.
unregulated diabetes,
right,
can cause mental malfunctions.
That's a huge impact on
mental health.
Right.
There are a lot of people who are diabetic who do not
mm-hmm.
regulate their blood sugar.
Right. Your physical ailment, I mean, AIDS has a huge impact on mental health, HIV, hepatitis, diabetes. I mean, there's a ton of illnesses that you'll see a difference in your mental health, well-being if you're struggling with that.
Really?
Yes.
Now, that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Many, many
just
illnesses.
Dealing with it or just because of the illness?
Because of the way that the illness impacts the brain.
Because I know MS does the same thing.
Right.
I mean, but I know diabetes. I've watched people who did not care for their sugar levels, and
well, your brain
I've watched them snap.
They don't, or deteriorate,
yeah.
Mentally. I mean, your brain is an organ. It's still a part of you, even though we tend to associate the brain with mental, we associate that with mental health and mental illness. But how can we think that something that happens in the body isn't going to impact other systems in the body?
Yeah.
It does.
So those of us and those people who are diabetic and who have been diagnosed with many diseases,
mm-hmm.
isn't it always good for you, I know, for you to go and say, you know what, I'm going to go see a counselor?
Yeah, I mean, I
told you. I mean, I told you when I got diagnosed, my doctor said, you need to go see
mm-hmm.
see a counselor about MS. Not because I'm crazy.
Right.
Just to help you cope with your diagnosis, if nothing else.
Help you cope with your diagnosis or help with, I mean, that diagnosis probably is impacting you to cope with whatever changes it's causing. For example, we have a... Outpain the Brain group.
What's that mean?
Outpain the Brain is kind of, it's for pain management. A lot of people who have significant pain issues can learn cognitive behavioral strategies to help with their pain. So like skills, mental skills, to help decrease the amount of pain in your body instead of just relying upon medications. So we have services that are specified for those people who have physical ailments that impact the brain. So we
wow.
call it Outpain the Brain, you know,
that.
A little play on words. But, yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's a reason that these things exist. It's just that people don't know and don't utilize them.
And it's important that they understand that they're there.
Right. And I think it's important for people to participate in them and give them a chance. I mean, follow your follow the orders of your doctor, of course, if you have physical issues, but you could try other means. I mean, that's why people do yoga, right? You know, you're trying to meditation, or, you know, there's lots of different things that we could do to help with our physical issues. So
dealing with, there are procedures that can help me with my pain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The group comes together once a week, and it's nice because there's a nice support system. You've got other people who understand what's happening with you as well, but then you also have got somebody who's going to teach you different strategies to help you decrease the amount of pain that you feel.
Because there's a lot of people with chronic migraines,
mm-hmm.
arthritis.
Mm-hmm. MS.
MS.
I mean,
I thank God I don't have anything
injuries.
Like that. I'm doing good with that.
Good.
I'm doing good with that, so I don't have any pain.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me some people are in excruciating pain all the time.
Right.
But there's been so much, and I had no idea that you could deal with it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you deal with? What else can you deal with mentally that we don't always think about?
Gosh, we have. I mean, what isn't mentally? I guess is the question I would ask. I think almost anything. But we do try to design certain programs around more common issues that people face. Like we have a grief group for people who suffer loss.
Okay.
So that losing somebody doesn't lead to a mental health issue of depression. So that if you lose somebody and you have a loss, you could deal with it and move past it.
Aging.
Aging is hard for people, especially in a society that puts these, like, perfect little people on every magazine. You know, aging could be hard.
And so dealing with aging,
because mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people, they treat them for depression as they age because
mm-hmm.
they have a hard time aging.
Right. Well, and aging, you know, menopause, things like that come with certain types of things
yeah.
that cause mental and emotional issues as well. So absolutely. You know, people think that there's a biological basis for depression, of course. There's changes within you that lead to depression. But there's also things that happen in life that can lead to depression, like aging and people who struggle with the process of aging, losing somebody.
Divorce.
Yeah, divorce leads to depression a lot. Losing a child. I mean, my goodness, there's so many different things that impact us.
And I want to thank Dr. Brandy and Turning Point Counseling. You can call them and you guys take everything, insurances, you take Medicare, Medicaid, indigent, whomever needs any type of mental health, you guys can actually meet their needs.
Right. For somebody who has no source of income and lives in Mahoning County, because
Mahoning County goes
back to those politics you were talking about
yeah.
where when the levies pass, the monies have to go to. So in Mahoning County, anybody with Medicaid and then anybody with insurance, and then if you're in Mahoning County and you have no monies, even if you are outside of Mahoning County, you could call us and we'll connect you with somebody. In almost every county, there's somebody you could work with.
Their offices in Struthers?
Struthers, Sebring, and Youngstown.
And the number for them to call?
330-744-2991.
Well, listen, I want to thank you, Dr. Brandy.
Thank
it
you.
Went so fast today.
It did. It flew by. We were on all these different topics today.
Yeah, this was good. This
mm-hmm.
was good. And take care of your mental health. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you age, you want to have a good, strong mind.
Yeah.
Next month, we'll talk about something I have no idea what we'll talk about. Doris and John will be in here shortly. We're going to talk about my physical, my not lack of working out during the Christmas season. But I was busy. And Chris, my days for my trainer is Tuesdays.
Well, you had Christmas and New Year's.
And they fell on Tuesday, so, you know, I got an excuse. We'll see you on the other side of my break. The number is 347-945-5229.
Introducing Mr. Perfume and More, the area's newest discount.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies. Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. the Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. jmselderlaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
The housing market crashed in part because homeowners were sold unsustainable mortgages. New rules from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Director Richard Cordry says, would have tamed reckless lending.
The events that caused the financial crisis might well have been averted. The tragic reverberations that continue to affect so many Americans today would never have occurred.
Starting next year, lenders must make sure borrowers can repay. If they comply, they can't be sued. So the Mortgage Bankers Association said it applauds the legal safe harbor. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The FDA is telling the makers of sleeping pills, including Ambien, to lower the recommended dose. Dr. Ellis Unger explains why.
Opium blood levels in some individuals may be high enough the morning after use to impair activities that require alertness, including driving.
Women are urged to take the lowest possible dose. A shooting at a high school near Bakersfield, California.
The shooting happened about an hour ago. 20 minutes later, police arrested the person they think was firing shots. We're told two people were hit by gunfire. We don't know their condition. The Kern County Sheriff's Department reportedly went room by room to make sure the school was secure. There were reports that for a while some students and staff were hiding in closets.
ABC's Alex Stone in Southern California. The shooting occurred as Vice President Biden held the first of today's meetings with gun rights groups as his task force looks for ways to prevent gun violence. He'll sit down with the NRA at this hour. Well, the Oscar nominations are out, and this is the picture to beat.
Euclid's first common notion is this.
Lincoln has 12 nods, more than any other film, including nominations for Best Picture, Director, and acting honors for Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Field, and Tommy Lee Jones. The Dow is up 37 points, and NASDAQ is up 2. This is ABC News.
Your captain here on Flight 746 to Ecuador. A special welcome aboard to Emily Williams and her high school group, now departing on a life-changing volunteer trip. We want to thank you for fundraising to help others and then giving up your school break to help build a village school. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready for an experience of a lifetime.
See how your donations can change the world. Join us on an international volunteer trip for teens, adults, schools, and families. Give. Go. We can change the world. Find out how at WeDay.org.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Billions go to bed hungry each and every night around the world, but a new British report claims that up to half of the world's food is thrown away. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
Inefficient farming practices, overly strict sell-by dates, and shoppers demanding perfectly shaped vegetables all contribute to the problem. Report author Dr. Tim Fox says things must change, especially in light of a growing global population.
If we can cut out this waste, then we can go a substantial way towards feeding the world's population as we move forward.
The UN estimates there may be 3 billion more mouths to feed by the year 2100. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The New York City financial services firm, which lost more workers than any other company in the September 11th attacks, is adopting 19 schools and communities which were hit hard by Superstorm Sandy. Cantor Fitzgerald is also giving a total of $10 million to families who have children in those schools. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244.
Congratulations to Crosby Mook Office Equipment as they celebrate 100 years in business. Just ask your grandparents. Crosby Mook is probably where they got their typewriter as a graduation gift. But things have come a long way since then. And since Crosby Mook has been locally owned and operated for every one of those 100 years, they are able to offer more cost-effective pricing than national or regional companies. Crosby Mook provides the lowest overall total cost of ownership. With Toshiba and the Managed Print Services program, they can save your office an average of up to 40%. That's savings any business can benefit from. Crosby Mook carries the full line of Toshiba multifunction copiers. In fact, they've had clients who've traded in their old inkjet machines and saved enough in ink to buy their new Toshiba. That's the power of being locally owned and operated. Crosby Mook, celebrating 100 years in business.
You had an accident and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Affordable liability insurance from Safe Auto. For not a lot of money, you can protect yourself from your own mistakes. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO now. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. Today is Health and Wellness Day, and you know, on today, I have 2013 has become the year of transparency for me because I'm in serious trouble here, and it is a year, and we've dealt with this, the mental health. When we talked about what causes us to hold on to my defense mechanism, you know, how I've used weight as a defense, and everyone has to find theirs out. But I would request, I would encourage you to go find a clinical counselor, and go find a trainer. So those of us, and this is not just for people that are overweight. You want to be healthy. You want to know, you need to exercise. And we talk about it for weight loss. But now, once you are at, if you're at your ideal weight, we have a lot of people who are, they're very physically fit, they look physically fit, but they're dying from heart attacks and strokes and their illness because they're not working out, they're not exercising. So we're talking about health and wellness. And we know that Doris and John Bullock from Fit Family over in Austintown, Ohio, they come in with us, and she has really been on me. Hi, Doris.
Hi, Miss Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a whole month. You didn't see me for a whole month. And then I still came in, and I tipped the scale down during the Christmas holiday. Did you see that?
It was only because, and I don't even want to mention this on the radio.
What?
You went to the bathroom. That was the only reason.
No, that's not the only reason. The reason was I am paying attention to what I eat, and I'll get into this in the next hour, but because I'm going to talk about the spiritual health of your well-being. And, you know, we in the church, those of us who are born-again believers, we fast. And we fast for spiritual reasons, and I'm finding out about self-control. And one of the fruits of the Spirit, it is temperance, which is self-control. So my question to the people who are of the Judeo-Christian faith, mm-hmm. How can you say that you have self-control, you're overweight, and you can't stop eating past 7 o'clock, but you can fast for days on end?
That's a good question.
That's a question. And so I've had to come to the mindset that I have to put my whole body under control, my flesh under control of my eating and my appetite, so that I say, well, I'm not eating past 6 o'clock and not do it. And because I am a late, my biggest problem with weight gain and weight control, even with working out, is that I will go home at 8 o'clock and eat a full meal and go straight to bed.
Okay. So you're not eating it past 6 o'clock, but what are you eating before 6 o'clock?
Right now I'm eating, you know, bok choy.
You're eating bok what?
Listen, I went to the gym. The number is 347-945-5229. And my trainer, Doris, has given me a a program. She's giving me a detox program and a continued commitment program for weight loss and eating. And I went in there and said, this is what I want to do. She's like, no, you can't do that. You've got to eat something. You've got to do this. You've got to do this. I'm like, well, no, no. So she gave me a list and she says, you can eat these, but you can't cook them. And on here is alfalfa sprouts, bok choy. B-O-K-C-H-O-Y, bok choy. I'm not eating bok choy.
You've not tried it. So how can you say you're not going to eat it? So why wouldn't you try things that are different? That's what's wrong with us now. We eat the same things all the time. So
you don't want to cook them. How do you eat dandelions and not cook them?
That's just like eating lettuce without cooking it. I mean, you eat lettuce, don't you?
Yeah, but it's got sauce on it.
No, you can eat it without the sauce.
You can't eat lettuce without sauce?
Yes, you can. You have to reprogram your body to realize that some things are just better left as they are. You can add a little, well, not right now, but later on you can add a little things to your salad. But for right now, eat a salad without adding anything to it.
And let me tell you, we're talking about this detox power program that she has brought in. And you tell us a little bit about this program, Doris.
Well, it's called TLS, and it's part of a Market American program. And basically, it's teaching us to eat different because we're so busy eating a lot of processed food, food that has been cooked, and all the nutrients have been, you know, cooked out of it. This is teaching us to go back to eating food the natural way. So just eating green beans without being cooked and eating carrots and celery and any of the things that we have that are available right now without cooking them. And it's kind of hard to do because most people want to cook up everything they see.
It is difficult. Listen, I've only been on this since Tuesday, and today is only Thursday.
And?
It gives you the runs.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You're just changing your eating. You're getting, that's why you're detoxing your body, getting all that stuff out of you.
I didn't realize it was going to detox so soon. It's only been 2 days, Doris.
Well, you know, you need to get it out. It's just hanging around
there. Last night I was on a detox. I was like, I'm trying to go to bed, and I'm detoxing. What happened to sleep? I'm drinking water.
Yeah.
I'm limiting my coffee. I'm drinking herbal teas.
Okay.
And I'm yesterday I had pomegranates and carrots.
Okay, so we are changing.
Yes, pomegranates are expensive, but yes.
Yes.
But they were good.
But this, you know, the sad thing is that in order to eat healthy, it's going to cost you more. Which is really sad to say. I mean,
it makes no sense, does it?
It really doesn't. But if you want to eat healthy, you have to pay a little more.
Where can I find this program?
You can come and see me. We actually have it online, too. If you go to our website, www.fitfamily1.com, you will find a site on there, a link on there that says Market America, or it may say, there's a couple of them on the site. It may say TLS. You just click on that, and it'll take you right to the site. You can type in a search on there and then find it. It'll talk about healthy eating, changing your eating habits, weight loss, helping you to lose weight, whatever your goals are.
This list. This list, because it's a pretty extensive list, you know. The only thing I wanted on here that wasn't on here was mangoes.
Okay. So, but that's okay.
It's natural
eating, and during this time of the year, it's hard to find some natural things. So you will be able to add a little canned food, but it's supposed to be canned food without sugar. So if you're going to get fruits and vegetables, you want to look for them to have no added sugar to it.
What is it with the sweetening of America? I mean, seriously, I just had, I don't know if you were listening on the way in, but I sipped my coffee and I didn't have sugar, and it was awful.
But you have to require a taste for it. It'll become very good once you've removed that sugar taste out of you. I mean, we get, the more sugar you have, the more you crave it. So if you take sugar out, you're going to find your senses, or your taste is going to become a lot better. You're more sensitive to everything you eat. You get sugar from the fruits and vegetables that you eat.
But what's wrong with sweeteners? You know, what's wrong with having...
Is it processed?
No.
Yes.
Stevia leaf is not processed.
Is it a leaf?
You can find the leaf.
Well, then get the leaf.
And put the leaf in the coffee.
Yeah. That's different.
What's the difference?
The difference is it hasn't been processed.
So if you take the processing out.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, it's too much processed stuff. And really, I mean, if you think about it, anything that's white is usually processed. Our flour.
Right.
The white sugar. You know, all those things have been processed to add a different look to it, a different color, and taken a lot of the value out of the product itself.
They do that to the meat. Meat is not that red.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And that's the sad thing. I mean, you get meat, and if it's real rough, it's not as tender, then we're upset. But, you know, when we go to the store, they've already put stuff in it to process it and help it to survive a little bit longer. So you're eating all those things.
I've got to change subject a little bit. I've got to congratulate you on your new Pilates reformer room.
Thank you.
If you go to my webpage, you'll find it, and you'll see it, or my Facebook site, you'll see that. I posted a photo of it. It is phenomenal.
I'm very happy with it, and hopefully we'll eventually have pictures up of Tracy doing some exercise.
Oh, please, no. You're going to put me on the pink lady, right?
Yeah, that's right. Purple lady.
Same thing.
Yeah,
pink lady, purple lady. I can't get my butt up.
Yes, you can. We're going to get your butt up.
The reason why I said that is because I found that, you know, this month I want to do Pilates because I'm trying to stretch my body,
mm-hmm.
and get my body prepared. And, you know, it's important to exercise. It's important to stretch for all of the illnesses and for all the things that we have going on with us. And I went to this Pilates room, and you've got this new Cadillac sitting in the back.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yes. I've not been on the Cadillac yet.
I can't wait to get you on it. It is.
I'm afraid to go on there.
Don't be afraid.
I have fears.
Yeah, well, most people that walk in, they say it's a torture room, but it really isn't. It is a very relaxing room, you know. And some people consider it as a 50 Shades of Grey room.
That's why we're gray today.
But it's not the gray room. It's really a very relaxing room, and a very you become more flexible. You get more strength, and so it just adds to a whole body workout. It's a great workout.
I know it makes you taller.
Yes,
it makes you taller.
It's not that you're really getting taller. It's forcing you to sit up straight. It's forcing you to put all of your vertebrae in alignment. It's forcing you to sit taller, where we're so used to sitting at the computer all day and slumping over and you know, doing things to our body that's totally unnatural. Then we tend to grow that way. So through doing Pilates, it helps you to become stronger, more flexible, sit taller, the whole nine yards.
261, your mic is on.
Tracy.
We called for you yesterday. No, day before yesterday.
Come
you didn't call
back.
In. You
come
were 2 days
home.
Late. Pardon me?
I said, come on back home. I'm just finishing up some natural eating. I got some chicken wings with feathers on. That's about as natural as I'm getting. I told you, now you know you ain't going for that. And I already got your picture spread across my screen. You my screensaver. I got you in your spandex the other day. I look at that every time I cut my computer off. It encourages me to go get some more fried chicken.
Paul,
yeah.
You know, you were not supposed to see that photo on there.
I wasn't.
I didn't, no,
are
not you.
Are you for real?
Yeah, it was for everybody else. You weren't supposed to see that.
Baby, that baby went worldwide. You will never run for president. Not now. I don't know. They might have kicked you out of the Republican Party after that shot. You're in trouble. Come on back. Come on back to the Democrats. We'll take you. So my girl got you eating seaweed and
Paul, she got me eating alfalfa sprouts and bok choy.
You know that ain't gonna last.
That's not the only thing she eats. I mean, actually, she probably hasn't even had any of that. So she has a lot.
She probably poured chicken gravy over it. I know.
you ain't got to tell the secrets. But I, you know what? Tonight, I think I'm going to have salsa. But you got to make homemade salsa. But I'm making salsa. It is so expensive. Salsa and I'm stuck right now. I'm hooked on pomegranates.
Hooked on it.
I'm hooked on pomegranates. I found.
You drinking it?
No, I go what? To. They've taken the seeds out of the pomegranates. You can just buy them. I'm gonna give Sam's Club a plug. Don't go to Giant Eagle because Giant Eagle's just too high. But you can get the pomegranates. The I don't know if they call them annuals or just the seeds of it, not the whole thing. And it already so you don't have to turn your whole house red. And you just get a spoon. It comes and you can get it with a spoon and you just eat them. And it's just wonderful. It's a nice snack.
Eat it like a grapefruit.
No, you just eat them like, you know, eat them like popcorn. They're little tiny granules. They work.
For real?
For real.
I thought a pomegranate was a big, giant red thing.
It is, but they took the little red thing, they took the little seeds off the big, giant red thing, and you just eat them now. You don't have to, like, tear up everything and turn everything red. It's really cool.
You eat the seeds?
Yeah, you eat the seeds of it.
That's not good.
That's why they call it detox. It flushes you.
It's still not good.
Hey, Paul. Now listen, I gotta get back to Doris. But now listen, the other day, we had the guy from the waste company here, the trash man company.
Yeah.
And he told me how much money you make.
How much money I did make?
No. Because see, I know because he talked about the retirement program too. So I'll be down to see you for a loan. So don't.
You gotta remember, Tracy, a garbage truck fell on me. You gotta remember, I ain't worked since 2001.
And listen, and if the garbage truck fell on you, that's good insurance. You got more money.
I wasn't working for that company. I was working for BFI.
Doesn't matter. Ally and BFI, same thing. Y'all making money. I'll be down to get a loan.
No, they're not making nowhere near the money they made at one time. No way.
I found that you made a lot of money, so I'll be down to see you. So I appreciate you. You are so kind. I love you so much, Paul.
Crazy. It ain't about the money, is it?
Yes.
It's always about the money.
Always about the Benjamins. Always.
All right, baby.
All that stuff I talk about, you know, it's always about the Benjamins. Don't get it twisted.
After I get out of my jacuzzi, I'm going to cut my computer on. I'm going to look at my screen. Have a good day.
Bye.
The number is 347-945-5229. We got to take another photo because I've come down.
She's come down.
I've come down.
She's doing good.
We're doing good.
Very proud of her.
It's important. And dealing with this holistically, I'm finding it's more impactful than dealing with it as a weight loss. You know, I'm just here to lose weight, and I'm going to try whatever fad that Dr. Oz says is going to make me raspberry ketone, MSG, HCG, you know, green leaf extract, green bean extract, you know, whatever. Got Ally. I'm
got
serious. I mean, and I've tried most of them. Ally, Weight Watchers. If you don't deal with it holistically, I don't think it lasts.
Yeah, it has to be a way of life. I mean, the problem is everyone wants something really, really quick, and anything that comes off really, really quick is going to come back really, really quick. We have to change our eating habits, and that doesn't mean you have to continually your whole life to eat the same foods, or you can't have cake, you can't have cookies. You can have those things. It's just we need to back away from eating them every day. Change our plan.
But now, you said you should back away and not eating them every day.
Mm-hmm.
But once you... I found that I'm off of sodas.
Mm-hmm.
I should never drink another soda again in life.
Because you can't control yourself?
Because when you go back to eating and drinking sodas again, you don't want to. You always want. You know, you want more. It's not like you can stop and you just. It's almost like it's addictive. It's an addictive component. It's like crack cocaine or cigarettes.
Or cigarettes, yeah. But, you know, the whole thing is that once you stop, it gets out of your system. And if you're off of it long enough, you don't really require a taste for it. You have it again, and then it's kind of like, oh, this is not as good as I thought it was. So you don't want it.
So you have to be off it for a very, very long time.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you long enough so that it's out of your system, and you don't require a taste for it. You know, some people, like with cigarettes, I mean, they've done it their whole lives, and it takes a lot longer. And some people never, ever can put another cigarette to their mouth without starting back to smoking again. So if you're one of those that can't stop and stay off it and have one or have a sip of pop and don't continue for the rest of the year drinking it, then you shouldn't drink it then.
But I'm looking at, you know, when we look at weight loss, and, you know, it has to become a habit.
Right.
A
way of life.
It has, yeah. You know, going to the gym, walking, has to become a habit. It has to become
exactly.
Habit forming. And our society has become so sedentary. You know, everything we do, we sit.
Yeah.
I was talking this morning to a group of women,
mm-hmm.
and I said, you know, they were older women, and they did more in one day than we do in a week. I mean, we talk about washing clothes, and our biggest problem is getting them separated, getting them in the washing machine, putting the soap in the little thing and turning the button and pushing it.
And that's it.
That's it. Whereas we didn't have washboards. We don't have wringer washers. We don't have to hang them up. We put them in the dryer.
Yeah.
And turn a knob and push another button.
And get mad if it don't be dry when we get back.
and we don't have to put them on the line.
Right.
And they tended to get more done, and they were more physically fit, even though they didn't have the technology that we have. And I'm not quite sure how they did it then versus how we're doing it now.
What do you mean you don't know how they did it?
Because they were more, they were healthier in some aspects.
Because they kept moving.
So how is it that they had more time in their day to do all of that, and we have less time with more technology?
They have the same 24 hours that we have. We just use ours a lot different. Ours is used on the computer, TV, our radios, our phones. Ours is used totally different, where theirs was spent on getting their home, their life, everything better. I mean, they was just constantly working. If we had to do what they did back in the day, we'd be in trouble.
Hey, that's what I'm serious. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, my time and what I get done in a day and their time and what I saw them get done, our parents. And I'm looking and going, what are we doing wrong here? Because they ate well, and they ate a very good meal.
Yeah. Nothing was processed.
Even the bread.
Not even the bread. The bread was made from scratch. And you didn't go get Jiffy Mix to make your cornbread.
No.
It was made from scratch. And that was the good stuff. I mean, you didn't really see a whole lot of people that were overweight during that time.
No.
They were.
The sizing has even changed in clothes.
Yeah. I mean, the sizes and clothes have changed in order to make people feel.
Feel good. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because
eight is truly a 12
yeah.
at that time.
Yeah. So, we've become so technical with technology and everything that we tend to forget that where we came from and how people did in order to survive. And we need to kind of go back to that and look at some of the things that they did and maybe put the computers down and shut them off for a day. I mean, we'd probably go crazy, turn the phones off and texting. Don't text for a day, a week. Try it and see what happens. You'd go crazy. I mean, the kids now, you see them walking down the street
yeah.
and they're just texting away. I mean, their thumbs are going to be
carpal tunnel.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
It's you know the kids now do not know what it's like to be without a phone. They don't know. I mean, we had one phone in the house
and a long cord. And everybody had to use it.
Everybody, and you was limited to the amount of time you were allowed on that phone. And
that's true.
Television.
One TV?
One TV.
Three channels.
And, yeah, three channels. And if it was raining or storming, you'd get one, maybe a half of a one.
No, you had to have a good antenna. I'm looking at you know, the weight loss program. It all plays into it because it all deals with healthy living.
Yep.
And prioritizing. And we've all made resolutions for the new year.
Yeah, and the percentage of people that have dropped off already are up there. I mean,
they haven't dropped off, have they, Dora?
They are high. Yes, they've dropped off. And I'm sure that your listeners right now are probably saying, well, not really. I'm going to start tomorrow. So, but they really have. I mean, I've had clients that have come in and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to be here every day. And so they showed up the first.
They
haven't seen him since. Had to call him. Say, hey.
Did you call
up?
Him on the phone?
I had to.
You called him on the phone.
I had to call him. They hate to get phone calls from me because they know. You know, and seeing their caller ID doesn't help. I'll leave them a message and I say, I know you look at the caller ID, so you might as well just pick it up.
It's important. Yeah. How? I mean, I look at this and I'm enjoying the training. I'm enjoying the workout team. I'm enjoying the people that you've put together.
Good.
There at Fit Family. We have a great time. We really do. And the classes that you have and getting in the mindset of this is what we do. And I found that people go to the gym not for weight loss but for health.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you get the walk in. You get the breathing in. You get the camaraderie with other people, and it's a home gym that has the facilities that you may not have in your home.
Yes.
But just getting there and getting in there and then changing my eating habits, that, you know, that's, you have to do both.
Right.
But it's hard.
I wanted to go back to where you said, talked about the time, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that you put something on Facebook that talked about time, and I think it was more towards the spiritual side, but I read the article, and I can't remember exactly because I read so many different articles. If you could refresh my mind on it, but it talked about 24 hours, having 24 hours in a day, and go ahead.
There are 24 hours in a day,
mm-hmm.
And everyone has given the same amount of time, no matter who you are. How you prioritize your time is how successful you are.
Okay.
And you have to put the things that are for you as a priority. So you know that you have to get up in the morning. You know, I've dedicated to trying to do 3 hours of a day of priority time. Those 3 hours are working out, reading, and planning. And those are the 3 hours that are going to base your whole day on. And it was pretty much talking about that. Because no one, everyone's given the same amount of time. There's nothing that we do, you know, that you don't have, you know, whether you be Bill Gates or Tracy Winbush or Doris Bullock, we all have the same amount of time. The question is what we do with the time that we have. If I sit up, you know, all day long and play with Facebook, then that's where I spent my time.
So you've already determined what your time is.
Pretty much. And we allow outside forces to change our time instead of us staying to our time. You know, and as I said, looking at, you know, our parents were more time-oriented than we are.
Yes.
They are, you know, if you told them that they were going to the doctor, they were more punctual with time than we are. They were early. You know, they really paid attention to time, and they had a system of order to get things done because they knew that they had to get things done for it to make it easier in their life because they had so much to do, and they didn't have the conveniences that we have to rely on.
So you've answered all of the questions that you had for yourself last year.
Absolutely. I've been working on this. But you have to do them. You have to do them. And times have changed. You know, I just like getting to the gym. Times have changed. They just tell me. I came in on Tuesday, and I had already set up to go somewhere else on my day of gym because we have become more reliant on other stuff. We're just all over the place.
Put everybody else first before ourselves.
And I've talked to a friend of mine last night, and I told her, listen, we've got to care about us first.
Exactly.
Because we, you know, and from a spiritual aspect, God can't use me if I'm sick.
Exactly.
And it's my choice on how I live my life. So if I drink my life away, then my body's going to deteriorate more rapidly than if I don't. If I drink more sodas, you know, we're finding out that sodas are the detriment to a lot of people's health because they are addicted to them. Mm-hmm. They don't drink any water. And they're flushing their whole body with sodas. And the additives are causing them to be very, very ill.
And see, that makes sense to me. You know, when my clients sit down and tell me, and I say, how much water have you had for the day? And they tell me, none, I don't drink water. I said, well, what do you drink? And they list, I have, first thing in the morning, I may have a Coke, or I may have Pepsi, whatever. I'll have pop. And then maybe an hour later, I'll have another. And then I'll have a glass of juice. So it's a whole series of, that's all they do. Water never, ever touches their lips. I can't understand that. But that's just the way people have trained their bodies to survive.
And your body will crave for it if you don't eat
it. Yeah.
Again, the number is 347-945-5229. Because your body craves for the additives.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck they're doing, but you really crave for the additives that you have. You know, I look at the sugar addiction. You know, I love sugar. We have an affair. I'm serious. Me and sugar have an affair. We really do. I think, you know, any kind of sugar, and I don't like all sugars.
Yeah.
Well, but Snickers and cakes and pies and cookies, and I have an addiction. It's real. But then, you know, I used to smoke also. So if you can quit smoking, you can quit eating sugar.
Yes.
Or at least limit it down.
Yeah.
But we do have to understand that it's not the same sugar as it was when we were kids. Because we used to have sugar sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Butter and sugar sandwiches.
Oh,
the best sandwich in the world.
Oh, yes.
The butter was better, the bread was better, and so was the sugar.
Yes. We didn't know what it was to have wheat bread, or we just had white bread, and that would be it. And
that's it.
It was
mayonnaise
sandwiches. Yes, it was the best.
It was. We didn't know there was no meat to go in it. It just worked.
Yeah, and we were happy. So, yeah, it's true.
And then, you know, one of the guys in the chat room, he says, you know, he's got to cut out television.
Yeah.
Television does not make for healthy living.
Yeah. That's right. I mean,
it just doesn't.
There was an article that I read and a study that was done that was talking about how many hours that people watch television and the percentage, you add those percentages of hours that you have watched television, that's how many hours that you can take away from your lifeline because of the hours that you've just sat in motionless and watched television. So we want to stay moving, stay working out, stay on the right track of eating, controlling ourselves to the point where we're not giving in to television. And television is okay every so often. Like I said, and even having a piece of cake and cookies is okay as long as you can control it, realizing that that's something that you cannot do every day.
And let me ask you this, because we've changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've changed. I mean, drinking sodas used to be a luxury.
Yes.
Drinking sodas, I mean, they used to be.
If we got one a month, we was happy.
I mean, going to McDonald's. McDonald's was a day out.
Yes.
It was a reward.
Yes.
Those types of things. And now I'm looking at and we ate what's on this list.
Yeah.
And that was dinner. And if you didn't show up at dinner, you didn't eat.
That's
and because
exactly right.
we are these consumers now, we've changed our operation of how we do things. We are no longer functioning properly. We just aren't.
We want everything fast. We don't want to sit and prepare anything. We don't want to go to the refrigerator and take out something fresh and cook it. We want to sit down and have our meal handed to us. And the problem with that is that even when you go to a restaurant, we don't know what they put in the food. The food has loads and loads of butter, loads and loads of sugar. You don't know how it's been prepared. So you want to try to go to a restaurant that is a little bit more upscale so that you're getting the right food more naturally cooked. And sometimes they'll even tell you this is a healthier item here that's on our menu, which I like that because a lot of times when you go to a restaurant, you don't know what is healthy and what's not healthy. So it kind of helps people to know.
Hey, mangoes are on here.
And your problem is?
I thought it wasn't on here because mangoes are on here. Passion fruit.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't.
The number's 347-945-5229. If you want to, those of you in the chat room, if you want to talk, let me know. Push the button one. Push one and I'll pull you up. I'm going to take a break. But Pat, I'm reading this list of power foods that I'm supposed to be eating, and I'm eating them not cooked.
And that is good.
Why not cooked?
Because when you cook them, you're cooking all the nutrients out of it. Our problem is that we overcook everything. It's good for you.
Listen,
yes.
Listen.
You know, years ago,
you can't even make sauerkraut without cooking it.
You can have everything that's already on this list.
Listen to this, guys. If anybody has any recipes for sauerkraut, you can't even make sauerkraut without cooking it.
How do you know? Have you ever tried eating it without it being cooked?
No.
It's cabbage.
I know it's cabbage. And, yes.
And it's already been processed a little bit, but they did put it on the list because most people are going to end up saying, well, I want to cook it. So if you get it fresh, in a bag that has
cabbage, I can do.
Yeah. Cabbage you can eat?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Raw?
Raw?
Oh, coleslaw.
So, no.
What?
That's not cabbage raw.
It is cabbage raw. Cabbage, coleslaw is cabbage raw.
You're adding other things to it.
Okay, add some carrots. Cabbage and carrots.
Raw. Not with the extra mayonnaise
no
and sugar added in there. No. No.
See,
that's totally
up.
Different.
You're messing up.
Totally different.
What are lychees?
I don't know. I've never had them.
I don't know what a lychee is. I don't even know what a loganberry.
I try to go through. It's hard to find a lot of the things here. I mean, you have to go and get them. You know, like if you went to San Francisco, I bet you could find everything on here. So because a lot of the stores don't carry things like this because
that's because
we don't
have a Trader Joe's and a Whole
right.
Foods.
Yes.
I don't and you know, it's based on population where they put these stores
exactly.
And we don't have the population.
That's
I'd love
to support
us,
it.
I would love for us to have a Whole Foods.
Oh, I would too. I would too. It would be great.
I would have
so
no, they don't need a meat
everything.
Department. No, because I ain't messing listen. When you go to the Whole Foods meat department and they tell you that a breast is like $7.99 a pound, I told them to take me back to Half Foods.
But a lot of the food is organic, and you're not getting all of the processed.
Can you overdo it?
Overdo what?
Can you overdo it dealing with the non-processed foods? Because, you know, there are a lot of people who go to Whole Foods and they eat all their foods there, but they don't eat healthy.
That's because they're still not eating right.
Okay.
They're overeating, so there is a portion size to everything.
I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News. An Austin Town woman was attacked in her home by two men who were reportedly looking for her boyfriend. The incident happened Friday night. One of the men who knocked open the door threatened the woman with a gun. The boyfriend then returned home, fired his gun, and the suspects fled on foot. Two men later showed up at a hospital with gunshot wounds, but it was not clear if they were the suspects. New and veteran state lawmakers are heading to Columbus to take their seats in Ohio's 130th General Assembly. Opening day ceremonies will be held today at the State House. The lawmakers' main focus will be passing a state spending blueprint for programs over the 2 years starting July 1st. Investigators are trying to figure out who may have killed up to 30 Canada geese and as many as 10 mallards. The animals were found dumped along the Chagrin River in northeast Ohio. Investigators found the birds last week. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
At the Law Office of J.M. Shade, we focus on estate planning for the elderly and people with special needs. We'll help you find a way to pay for long-term health care, write your will, and set up a trust to avoid probate. Estate planning is essential for everyone. Don't delay and leave your family to deal with the stress after you're gone. Show them you care. Call us today, 866-606-6187. That's 866-606-6187. 6187, jmselderlaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
This is the sound of your feet.
Ow.
All day.
Ow.
Every day.
Ow.
When your feet talk, it's best to listen.
Ow.
The solution? Cobbler's Corner, the area's original Red Wing dealer. Stop in now for special winter savings. Every pair of boots, casual shoes, walking and running shoes are specially priced. Cobbler's Corner prides itself with providing quality footwear at reasonable prices. They carry name brands like Red Wing, Timberland and Carhartt work boots, SAS comfort shoes, New Balance and Brooks walking and running shoes, Drew and Nayot casual shoes, and Red Wing and Ortheheel slippers. Visit Cobbler's Corner in the Village Plaza in Columbiana on the corner of State Routes 14 and 46. At Cobbler's Corner, you can turn the
ow
of your feet into
ah.
Cobbler's Corner, your foot comfort center.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accepted.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com. or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. And as you guys know, today is the second Thursday of the month, and I do health and wellness on this day. And Swift Family in Austintown and Turning Point Technologies, they sponsor this day. And they are and health, you know, we talk about politics, we talk about, education, we talk about this. But if you're not going to talk about health and wellness, you know, we talk about the disproportionate or the disenfranchisement of people of means and not means, how they eat, what they're eating, where we're going, what we're not doing. And if we don't take care of our mental health and if we don't take care of our physical health, then you really won't have to worry about your political health. Because, you know, the diabetes that are in our society, the hypertension, and all this deals with weight loss. It deals with our healthy eating, you know, what we eat, what we do. Do we exercise? I'm supposed to do 10,000 steps a day. The other day I had a pedometer on and I did 169 steps. I'm serious. I got home and looked at that and said, oh, you know what, you just need to sit down and shut up.
But it's very easy to get 10,000 steps. You spend 3 hours sitting here at the
this desk.
Yes, yes. But those 3 hours will be your only sitting time. The rest of the time should be standing. The rest of the time should be walking. The rest of the time should be doing things in order to benefit you. So, I mean, this benefits you. Don't get me wrong.
This benefits me, but I can't stand because I've got to prepare, and everything I do is sitting. I mean, even that's why even now when I go to the gym, you see I have my pad with me or my phone. So I'm either watching, reading something there, listening to a book there, listening to the news there, trying to catch up because I'm trying to stay on top of everything.
Yes.
But I've got to put the time in.
So really, I mean, if you pump everything up a little bit, and you stand up, you could probably put a treadmill in here and talk and still do all this. Because they do have these new technology treadmills.
I saw one.
Where you could actually stand up.
They're awesome.
And still do your radio talking.
Google, when you go to certain trade shows, Google tends to come and sponsor rooms.
Okay.
And one of the events that I went to, Google had sponsored the cafe, and it was a technology room where you could charge your phones, you could blog if you want to from the event, and if you wanted to, they had treadmills there, and they were desks that you could plug in your phone, plug in your tablet, and get your workout in while you were, you know, getting your working done.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No. There was a line.
There was a line to get on there?
There was a line for people to get on there.
That is wonderful.
It was a line. And the people that live in the Mahoning Valley, we need to realize that we're a little bit more
behind.
Yeah. We're not as aggressive with our embracing of recreational activities that have to do with exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, we have one or two walks, hike walks. We have a beautiful park called Mill Creek. But you don't have as many people out there as should be with the walks and the nature walks that we have out there. You'd be surprised what if you go and start walking in Mill Creek and they don't make them as accessible as they should.
Yeah.
There's no reason why in the city of Youngstown I can't go find a walking and Wick Park is great, but you're walking in a circle.
Yeah.
But when we have Mill Creek Park, you should be able to start at the bottom of Glenwood. And start that walk through there and go through Volney and begin our walk through there. And we're going to have to start prioritizing and making those dollars available to the residents in the city so that you can make walking paths and hike paths so that we can get our exercise. I shouldn't have to drive all the way out to Boardman to get on the bike walk.
Yeah.
And I love it. I walk my dog when I get out there, but I've got to go past the park to go back to the park.
And if you go to the bigger cities, I mean, there's bike paths, there's walk paths around the whole city. I mean, they're set up to keep people healthy.
Yes, and they're nice,
yeah.
and it's a good thing.
Yes,
and we need to we need to create an environment that is inviting for exercise and for walking and for good living.
Yes.
And in the inner cities, we have not done that in the past. We really, really haven't.
We really haven't.
And we need to start demanding that our tax dollars start going to places where we have bike paths. I don't even think we have a bike path in the city of Youngstown anywhere.
No. And a place for them to park their bikes at.
Yes.
When they, I mean, you, they would, the restaurants would probably get better business, or more business, I should say, if they did have that, especially during the summer. People would ride their bikes downtown, park their bikes, and then go in and have a lunch or whatever, and then go back on the road. So I think that is a really great thing if they did something like that in order to make the whole area a lot healthier.
Our health facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Our young people, we need to create an environment of healthy living,
yeah,
and exercise and bike riding. They wouldn't do as many drugs. It would help their endorphins. It would help their mind, mm-hmm, in school.
Yes.
It would. If we, you know, it would help us as a family and as a community if we actually began to do more outside and began to work and began to ride our bikes and began to go hiking. We've got enough woods.
Yeah. That everyone should be.
We've got enough woods. We've got enough parks in the Mahoning Valley.
Yeah.
We got parks and we got woods, we got grass, and it's a learning experience.
Yeah. Our kids now do not know what it's like to go and get on their bike and ride to the park and play. They're at the computer or on their phones or watching TV.
That's because they have cars now,
yeah,
and taxis, right?
Yeah.
We had legs and bikes.
Yeah.
And you know,
when you get somewhere, you better get on that bike.
And if you were good, you'd try to put two or three people on the bike because there was only one bike. Because the other two bikes, the bike chains broke. I'm
this
serious.
Is true. This is true.
But when you talk about that treadmill that's a desk, it's absolutely wonderful.
It is.
You put your laptop and your information right there. The keyboard is right there. I don't know how this guy was typing and walking at the same time. I was impressed with him and doing this. I was just amazed. I should have taken a picture of him because he was pretty good looking too. But he was a treadmilling, riding, walking, and working at the same time. And I was like, wow. A lot of people are now opting to have their meetings at either in walk paths and or at gyms,
yeah,
and they meet up at the meeting, they get on the treadmill, and they begin to, they exercise and have a meeting and talk about what they need to talk about instead of doing
good.
It over lunch.
Yeah, and that's good.
That's not a bad idea.
No. I mean, you could meet at the park and go for a walk and discuss whatever you need.
That's right. And,
so,
and your phone goes with you. You can take your notes right there
that's
if necessary.
Exactly.
You have a recorder if necessary, but you can take care of your business right there.
Exactly.
And not over lunch because we've done everything now. And I found that everything we do is over food.
Over food, yeah. And that's how we satisfy ourselves, over food, yeah.
And that's pretty limiting. It's not good for us.
No, I agree.
TLS, it's a weight loss solution.
Yes.
Do you classes? Do they need to call you?
They can call me, schedule an appointment, and what we'll do is I will give them a questionnaire, have them fill out the questionnaire as far as what they like, what if they want to lose 5 pounds, 20 pounds, 10 pounds, whatever it is, and based upon the questionnaire, what their answers are, it will be based upon which meal plan that I put them on. And the meal plans are basically eating fruits and vegetables and limiting your protein. And if you want a low glycemic diet, you know, just whatever your goals are, whatever you want to accomplish, then that's what we work through.
But this is a life plan. So
this is a life plan. This isn't like something you're going to start and you can't continue. You can continue this forever. I mean, some people will start. You can lose weight with any plan. You can lose weight with the what is it called?
HCG.
Yes.
Weight Watchers.
Yes,
Jenny Craig.
You can lose weight with any of those. The problem is sticking to it. And this here, I mean, this is something you can do. I mean, you can just basically eat fruits and vegetables. It'll tell you the portion size. It's not like you have to go out and order a meal that's going to come to your home, although we do have those that are available for people that don't want to cook. But it's a plan that's set up for you that's going to work for you.
Okay.
Find out what you like and what you don't like.
Well, listen, I want to thank you. My hour is up. Jeez, oh, man, what is going on? It's kind of flying today. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to go into my next segment, and I'm going to deal with the spiritual aspect of self-control. I'm going to deal with temperance, and I'm going to be a little bit critical. I want you to call in if you have anything to say. I'm going to deal with it from a Judeo-Christian aspect. In the future, hopefully I'll bring some people on that will help us deal with this, because I think we need to deal with this holistically. And for those of us, you guys know that I'm a born-again Christian, and because I am, I'm going to come from that aspect. You can believe what you want to believe, but the principles still lay the same. I'm just not bringing any other religions into the process. We'll see you on the other side. God bless, and I'll be right back.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-9444.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back...
2014 is one of the topics being discussed today by Pentagon officials and Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
We have sacrificed together. That has created a bond that will not be broken in the future.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, the flu season's off to an early start, but it's hard to get vaccinated in some places. The inhaled flu mist is running low in parts of L.A. Oscar nominations are out. Lincoln has 12 nods, more than any other picture. The Dow is up 46 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 3. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The suicide of Junior Seau stunned the sports world. Now a team of doctors at the National Institutes of Health has concluded that the NFL star had brain damage.
ABC News and ESPN have learned exclusively Seau's brain showed visible signs of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, the concussion-related injury that shrinks and hardens brain tissue and is at the center of today's football safety controversy.
We just wanted the truth.
It was Seau's family who decided to donate his brain to the NIH in an effort to find out why the man who confronted life on the field and off shrunk from it in his final living years.
ABC's Jim Avila. Police in Hudson Falls, New York are helping owners get their bling back. Last night, authorities put on display at a local high school thousands of items that were discovered after the recent arrest of a man charged with possession of stolen property. Hundreds of people showed up. More than a few items were claimed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
You've heard it all before. Gold and silver prices are at record levels. And you've heard all the promises from the out-of-town companies, saying they'll pay the highest prices. But can you really be sure?
Everybody says the same thing. It's spinning in everyone's head, but where do you go? You go to First Choice Coin in Boardman, paying highest prices guaranteed.
Meet Tom, owner of First Choice Coin and Jewelry in Boardman. And he'll make sure you get the highest price for your unwanted gold or silver.
We pay the highest prices guaranteed. Check around, get your prices, and we guarantee we'll be the highest prices paid for your gold and silver.
And what makes First Choice different?
We're locally owned. We have many return customers. We have a lot of people that check prices, and they end up at our store. And we also offer jewelry repair, jewelry appraisals. We have a GIA graduate gemologist on staff.
First Choice Coin and Jewelry, 7807 Market Street in Boardman, next to Boardman Nissan. Call 330-629-9990. See store for gold guarantee details.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Want to hear from you today. Bill, did you just send me? Today's Health and Wellness Day, and the number is 347-945-5229. There is a listener inside of the Facebook page, and they listen to us on iHeartRadio. And he just sent something over to me showing me how I can make coleslaw without mayonnaise. There's no coleslaw without no mayonnaise. You gotta, man. It does look good, though. Okay. I might try that. That's pretty good, Bill. We were talking about, because I'm healthy eating, healthy choices, and I'm going to deal with the spiritual aspect right now. But Jamaica, mango slaw, that does look good. Changing how we do things, changing how we eat, changing how we live, you know, how we work out, changing our mental health so that we are fit for the future and we are not just dealing with, I would hate to become, you know, 65 years old and have a lot of issues that's going to change my quality of life. And as I've gotten older, you know, you get prognoses and you get diagnoses from doctors, and these doctors and the prognoses that they give you and the diagnoses that they give you in reference to your health can be jaw-dropping. And if you don't take care of your health today, it's going to affect us on tomorrow. If you don't deal with your spiritual aspect today, it will affect you on tomorrow. And we need for people to really be cognizant of their choices today, because for every choice, there is another choice. 501, your mic is on.
501,
how are you?
Hey, my name's Ray. I'm in Youngstown, and I've never felt better. There's a lot of things you said on the last one before Pat came on.
Yeah.
And it was on, let's see. Oh, first you mentioned pomegranates. I used to grow those when I lived out west.
Yeah.
Three trees. And pomegranate has the value in vitamin C, a quality vitamin C, more than oranges. You have to eat 30 oranges to equal one pomegranate. And I still buy them. They're a little expensive, but I used to send them to people back here in Youngstown, my family. And there was one thing that Pat said that I'd like to add to. It was a question you asked.
Yes.
And it's when you cook vegetables, each vegetable has a different enzyme that allows you to absorb the nutrition from it. Well, she left that out, and she's a very well-read woman, and I've learned quite a bit from her just by listening. Now, I'm a better listener than I am a talker. When it comes to politics, I listen to what you hear people say because there's a lot of intelligence flowing out of your program. There was a man named Bill Sardi who's a practitioner, nutrition practitioner.
Yeah.
And he said that this is for women during their beginning of the month menstruating, is that when it really gets wild, all you have to do is cut all red meat out and eat vegetables during that time when it's coming, when it's first starting, and it'll be, won't be as wild and you won't lose as much. And and I have, let's see, something I picked up about 15 years ago was the discovery that women have the ability to use both sides of their brain at the same time. They have the ability. They don't access that. Some of them don't, but men cannot. Men cannot use both sides. They have to, there's some time element involved. So that ought to build your ego way up for women right now. And, for burning calories, Tracy? Well, this is the truth. To burn calories, you have a kimono, and you throw it on a robe. You throw on your bed before you go to sleep. You put the window open, just ajar and secure, and you sleep nude. You burn calories by keeping warm. And you do that for a while, and you will lose weight. So there are many answers to
now you got to explain that one to me. Now that one, you were doing good, but you lost me on that one right there. What?
Well,
now when you say a kimono, are we talking about a Japanese kimono?
We're talking about anything that keeps you warm when you get out of that bed and you're nude. All right.
Okay, so you sleep in the nude, and sleeping nude will keep me will help me lose weight.
It has to be cold out, you know. So you drop the temperature in your room and you let it cold air.
You can't drop it. You can't drop it any further than right now we have in Northeast Ohio because it's cold outside.
Okay, I sleep about 58 because I like it that way.
58 degrees.
I don't want to lose weight. I have another kind of problem. I was happy at 170, and I ran to a dentist who kept on dropping tools on the floor, and he had not too good of a bathroom, and the floor wasn't clean, and they had two shops, and I went from 170 down to 128. And the vets couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And so I'm back up to 155, and I'm happy. And my soul is 3,500 years old. My heart is about 40, and I'm in mid-60s. And I can take care of myself. I can break a rib if I have to. Somebody gets in my way. And I feel pretty good about myself.
Well, that's a blessing.
And I'm a quiet person. I love your program, and let's see. I was awakened by somebody who said something about inflammation. Maybe it wasn't this program, but a certain amount of inflammation is necessary, and it has a purpose. Not too much of it is just your body trying to protect itself with a cooling agent, which keeps the temperature down. Anyways, I'm a vegetarian for the last 45 years. No drugs at all. No drugs at all. Not even aspirin. And
never in your life?
Oh, yeah. When I started to get out of the military in the late 60s, I had first stages of spinal meningitis. And so you give you a lot of aspirins, you drink a lot of cold water, and that's all you get. Anyways, pretty healthy. It's been 1996. Except for that 1996 that I was really ill, and that's because I was associating with a lot of people driving a taxi in Las Vegas. And so there's people coughing and sneezing from all over the world, and you have bacteria that it all hits you. It's just how your immune system takes care of it. I'm talking too much here. Can you ask me a few questions or anybody here?
I'm just glad to have you on. What's your name?
Ray.
Hey Ray, it's nice to have you on. It's Tracy. Thank you for calling in. This is your first time calling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've been listening a long time. I love your program. And I've never had a flu shot, and I've never had the flu.
Every time I get a flu shot, I get sick, so I quit.
Well, that's expected.
No. See, you're not supposed to be. You're not supposed to take a shot and get sick. That just doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry. That doesn't work well for me. And
yeah,
I get sick.
Don't look for logic where there isn't any. Okay.
So there isn't any logic in that.
No. I've heard people on different stations say, well, you have to get it, and this flu shot is geared for the flu that's out there. I've heard the same another person saying just the exact opposite. So who do you believe? You flip a coin or something or what?
I have relatives who are practitioners. They believe in getting a flu shot. They never miss a year. And I tell them to each his own. I personally do not do it. Because every time I've tried it, it didn't work for me.
Yes.
And so I've left it alone because it's just not good. And I don't like to be sick. Being sick doesn't make sense to me.
I don't either. But I did something for myself about 35 years ago that kept me from being ill. Or when it does hit me, and it does hits everybody, I can take care of it within 6 hours and it's gone. Whatever it is, it hits your sinus area. You breathe it in, so your sinus is the main contributor to it. They're finding a lot of things about the sinus. This woman who was going to die 27 years of age, and they took stem cells from her sinus and injected it into her spine, and in 6 days she walked out of the hospital and they were going to pin a tag on her toe. But there's a lot of answers, and there's a lot of different types of MS, so maybe it doesn't apply to everybody. But certainly we find pieces along the way, and when you get more pieces together, it's more of the overall picture that you see, the puzzle.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. But the more I learn, the more I try to share with everyone, because there's a lot out there that we need to know. And, the Internet is a very, very powerful tool if you know how to use it and where to look. What I found is we don't know everything, and we need to realize we don't know everything, but we do need to share what we have learned with one another so that people can be informed of where to go for their own personal quality of life. I think that's important.
Yeah. I had a television about 4 years ago, and I was watching The Last of Jay Leno before I take a shower and go to bed, and then I turned it off. I said, Lord, why am I wasting my time in front of this television? Oh, it's terrible. The next day, the television died. It was a white line through the screen, and that was it.
Did you say you haven't had a TV in how long?
4 years.
Wow.
And 10 years ago, I had a computer, paid $2,300 for it, and it had a glitch in it from the factory. I spent most of the time trying to figure errors. Anyways, then I found out that I was electromagnetic sensitive, so I had to get away from everything. And the interesting thing is, and the tragic thing is, that the thing that kept me well also made me electromagnetic sensitive. So these curly Q bulbs, if you're trying to concentrate, you got one right next to your head, forget it. You ain't going to.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's serious.
If you can do this yourself, you just get those old transistor radios, the old ones with 9-volt batteries in it.
Yeah.
Turn it on and turn it to a non-station in between the station, and you point that antenna at one of those curly Q bulbs. It really does scream. So you can go around and check even one of your electrical outlets. Just point it at it and see which one is in there wrong, or whether it's throwing off some type of bad electricity. And
I appreciate you calling me. It's nice having you call in, and thank you for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. We do our best to give you good programming, and we need you to continue to pray for us as we go into this year, that we will stay here and we will become better and get farther reach. So I thank you so much.
I'd like to say goodbye, too, but before I do, you said something about growing vegetables on land that is not being used.
Yeah.
And the person you were talking to, very informative. And if you want to grow something, make sure the soil is good. It's not where they had doing a lot of chemicals in it. I got kale in my backyard right now under the snow. It's 5 years old, and it's just I can go out there and pick it and mix it with vegetables and soups and scrambled eggs and maybe toss in some dandelion tops, which is good for you. Anyways, There I am, wow. And there you are. And I'm going to drop the line here. Let somebody else get on.
Okay. Thank you so much. Listen, have a blessed day, and thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Later.
Bye-bye. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm going to take a break, and as I said, when I come back, we're going to talk about your spiritual mind of weight loss and what we do. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Get a Garmin Nuvee with subscription-free traffic. It can help you avoid traffic bottlenecks and construction delays so you can keep moving and relax. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual-temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-424-8282. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking, fresh, healthy vending franchise today. 800-424-8282. 800-424-8282.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer and check out America's freshest lineup of vehicles, like the 2013 Focus. Get a great value with attractive lease or cashback options. For details, visit drive1ohio.com.
High school basketball returns to News Talk 600 WSOM. When the Quakers are at home this season, News Talk 600 will be there. From the opening tip-off to the final buzzer, you'll hear all the action on News Talk 600. Brought to you by Salem Community Hospital, Hack Steering Company, and Don L. Ford Lincoln of Salem. Salem Quaker basketball from the Salem High School Boosters and News Talk 600 WSOM.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. Today, you know, is Health and Wellness Day, and I want to talk to everyone about prioritizing and that which we say we believe and that which we actually do. I found, you know, in my own walk, I'm saying this transparently because I'm just as guilty as everyone else, so this is not an indictment on anyone. But those of us who are Christians, we talk about trusting in God, putting our faith in God, wanting to live a prosperous and healthy life. And we say all these things, and they're great buzzwords, and we do all of this. But, you know, we fast, we pray, we consecrate, we do all of these things. But the fruit that we bear is not always as transparent as the words in which we speak. And the reason why I bring this up is because I'm looking at the beginning of the year, most Christians take some type of moment of fasting, whether it be for a day, whether it be for a week, whether it be for the month, but there is some type of fasting that goes on. And in this fasting, you know, we put our plates down and we turn our TVs off and we give it as a time of consecration. Well, in doing so, I began to think about, you know, what are we really doing? And I, as I analyze and looking at things, and as you guys listen to me long enough, you know that I'm always trying to find the opposite side of the coin. My mom, when I was a kid, my mom called me contrary. Now it's, you know, it's just what I do. And, you know, I said, you know, we fast, we pray, but the fruits that we bear, I mean, when we get done fasting, I have a hard time putting bread down. I have a hard time putting sugar down. You know, if I can go 3 days without eating, why can't I stop eating past 6 o'clock? So who's really in control here? Am I in control or am I just not eating? And am I putting my faith in God? You know, the Bible talks about gluttony. It talks about food. It talks about consumption. It talks about putting your spirit in control and not your flesh. Well, when you're putting your flesh under subjection, then is it only under subjection while time of your fasting, or is it under subjection all the way through? So when I began to look at the fruits of the Spirit, once is there, they are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Well, self-control is a big, big issue. So if you are not in control of your own self, then how can you have self-control over anything else? And the two largest drives that you have is your sex drive and your food drive. And if that be the case, if you can't control them, and if you can't take authority over them, then how are you going to take authority over anything else? And so as I began to, and as I be, and as I'm beginning to do this type of research and do this kind of thinking on my own and doing this kind of study on my own for my own well-being, I'm beginning to share this with everyone else. Because I have come to the reality that I can't be used of God if I have no control over me. Now, God can use anything, but what he's doing, he looks for a willingness to make it happen. And we, as born-again believers, need to exercise controls, whether it be in our health, whether it be in our spending, whether it be in our exercise and our eating, whether it be in our pursuit of moving forward and advancing the kingdom. We need to exercise self-control, because if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the walking in the Spirit part of this and letting the Spirit of God move you is a self-control component. And so I need to watch my controls, and we need to take authority over our controls. And in society today, at large, we are not putting any self-control in. That's what's wrong with our society at large. I was speaking earlier today, and I was telling them that look at how out of control we are as a society. America has put down all control. So we are out of control in our spending. We're out of control in our eating. We're out of control in our society, of our lifestyle of living. We don't teach controls to our kids. That's why our kids, they act out, and they don't have any control to stop things. And don't you think that we ought to stop and say we need to reformat and we need to go back and find the controls of our life and put in limitations? Everything has limitations. And if you don't see that, look at a hurricane. Look at what you call a tsunami, when the waters go beyond their control and they rise up over to the land. Everything has controls. Birds have controls. Our animals have controls. Our fish have controls. Our water, our landmass has controls, and we have to realize that we need to put controls on our own selves, and man needs to take authority over it himself and add in controls. And once we go back to controlling ourselves and putting in self-control and teaching it to our children, it'll make a better way of living and a better form of life, because then we'll be able to do that which is necessary to get things done. And so that is my commentary. And, you know, right now I'm learning that, you know, the Word of God is great to memorize. It's great for knowledge, but it is no good if it has no application. Knowing and being able to quote scriptures, being able to know the Word, but unless I'm ingesting it and allowing it to become one with me so that we begin to live this and have an application of what it says, then all we are is regurgitating something that we don't need. And so I didn't take long to say that, so now I have an open mic. And so I want you to call in, and I'll continue the day. There's some things that were sent over to me, and I want you guys tomorrow on Open Mic, we will bring up a lot of it, about our children, about our future, about where we're going, about what we're doing, and the American public, gun control. There's just so much. There's just so much. And we are sitting on the sidelines, and we are not really paying attention to the implications of our future. And so I want to talk about that. I want to talk about slavery. I want to talk about I'm going to pull up a clip real quick right now since I've got some time and I've got it here. I may be able to. I'll do it on tomorrow. This is so drugs? Oh, okay. Maybe not, they did that wrong. Up now because I've got some time. Quentin Tarantino, you know, he said it's called How to Enslave a People When Slavery is Already Illegal. And so I'm going to pull this up now because, like I said, I have some time, but I think I found it very, very interesting.
Quentin Tarantino was doing an interview to promote his latest movie, Django Unchained, and he started talking about the war on drugs, which is an interesting topic to hear Quentin Tarantino talk about, and here are his thoughts.
This whole thing of this war on drugs and the mass incarcerations that have happened pretty much for the last 40 years has just decimated the black male population. It's slavery. It is just it's just slavery through and through, and it's the same fear of the black male that existed back in the 1800s. And there's a reason. Especially having even directed a movie about slavery, and the scenes that we have in the slave town, the slave auction town, where they're moving back and forth. Well, that looks like standing on the top tier of a prison system and watching the things go down. And between the private prisons and the public prisons, and the way prisoners are traded back and forth, and literally all the reasons that they have for keeping this going are all the same reasons they had for keeping slavery going after the whole world had pretty much decided that it was immoral.
Man, that's ballsy, and I love it.
It was ballsy, and it was very, very accurate, okay? Any research will indicate what he said was true. In fact, I did my own research, and I want to give you guys hard numbers. Blacks are 12% of the population, 14% of annual marijuana users, 31% of marijuana possession arrests.
Yeah, this is obviously disproportionate. And, they've written books about how it's the new Jim Crow. Obviously, Tarantino's taking it to a different level on slavery. But they literally put him in chains. The other day we did the story about Stephanie George, who was a young black woman at the age of 27, arrested for an incredibly minor offense, a little bit of cocaine that her boyfriend had hidden in her attic without even her knowledge of it. She had a life sentence, and now she works for 92 cents an hour in prison. So not only do they put you in prison, but they make you work for almost nothing while you're in those chains. You put two and two together, you come up with four.
Well, that story actually goes further, because what we're seeing now happening more and more is, companies will get rid of union jobs, and instead they'll bring in prisoners because they don't have to pay them as much, and the prisoners do the same work that Americans used to get paid a fair wage for, they barely get paid anything, obviously, as you know. So it's happening in the country right now. Well, if you want to look at marijuana possession arrests in 2007, for whites it was 195 per 100,000 whites, and for blacks, it was 598 per 100,000 blacks, okay? And mostly it's youth between the ages of 15 and 24 that get arrested for this nonviolent offense.
So you can see right there, over three times as many blacks per capita get arrested as whites for the same exact crime. And then they will say, well, what discrimination? What do you mean? Well, look, whether it's a racial discrimination or socioeconomic discrimination, well, they happen to be more in poorer areas, and poorer areas have more of a police presence, et cetera. It doesn't matter. It's still the same result. Three times as many blacks get arrested, not because they're doing three times as many quote-unquote crime here, which is simple drug possession, but because it's the same exact crime, and yet they're being put away in jail more. So, again, Tarantino has a terrific point in saying that this is a horrible injustice. We need to fix it at some point, and it's disproportionately affecting African Americans. And maybe it's a coincidence, and maybe it's not.
Yeah. One last statistic, because I thought this was fascinating, too. And, of course, this is federal information, okay? In 2006, according to a federal national survey on drug use and health, 2.5 million white individuals sold drugs and 700,000 blacks sold drugs. Now, of course, this is because of the population difference, right? Blacks compose 12% of our population. But it's amazing that even though they're only 12% of our population, less of them sell the drugs. More of them get locked away for that offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just wanted to play that. I know that was totally off subject. I know it was totally off topic, but I found it to be interesting, and it's just for you to know. This is something that that we need to acknowledge and do something about on both sides of the fence, whether legislatively, community-wide. When I talk about health and wellness, it deals with that. Every time you rape a community of its people, you leave a footprint behind, and it's just a print, and it's something that it does nothing. It's just a footprint that was there, and we have more and more young people who don't have a self-worth. And because they don't have a self-worth, they don't take care of themselves holistically. The church, as I said about, you know, having self-control and doing that which you're supposed to do, we're not speaking up as we should as one voice. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. And we need to. We need to say, you know what, enough is enough. We're going to become holistic. We're going to go after a better mental health, a better physical health, a better spiritual health, and a better societal image and a better societal health. It's time, because those numbers are very true. And if you want to see it in its entirety, you can go to my Facebook page and you can see it, because you need to see this. You need to see this. That's real. Those are real numbers. And we don't look at this in a sense where you see it all. But you need to understand that it all works against us. You know, we want to get rid of the guns, but we don't want to get rid of the root of, and we don't want to deal with people that have mental health. We don't want to pay for that. We don't want to make it a part of our insurance. We want to medicate kids with ADD and ADHD instead of really diagnosing them and finding out if they have a disorder or if it is something that is emotional that's driving them to become hyperactive. We need to be real about that. Drugging it away without diagnosing it is not the issue. Yes, some people, you know, it is, you know, it is truly an issue where they need to have have medication. But many times they need to deal with talking about it. They need to have family around them. But if their family is locked up, if dad is gone, then it's not going to do them any good. And we are in a society right now that is destroying the infrastructure of who we are. And it's time for us to say, you know what, I'm going to put the controls on of this, and I'm going to say enough is enough, and I'm not going to allow it. We are going to have to do that. Because if we don't do that, we are going to be in a serious world of trouble. And, you know, you just got to understand that. And it is true. You know, I hate to say it, but it is true. Sticks is sending me over a clip of a rapper, and there's a reality show. And this is, I want you to know how dysfunctional we are right now. There's going to be my news source is ABC News. They are going to have a reality show. The reality show is, I hate the word reality because this is not real. So this is not the new normal. But there is a rapper with 11 kids by 10 moms. And he is out of Atlanta. And it's called All My Baby Mamas. Do we understand that this is not a good thing? And there's an outcry against it. Don't we understand that they are shaping the mental concept of our lives in the wrong area, in the wrong way? Do we not get that? And why are we going to sit back on the sidelines? Because you don't understand that it's shaping us into a unstable condition. The reason why we're not getting anything done is because of our environment. If everybody in the community walks, we'll all walk together. If everybody in the community cares, we'll care together. If everybody in the community moves forward, we'll go forward together. Because we breed what we're around, our environment. That's what we produce after. We produce after what we see in our environment. And unless we begin to change what we do, whether it be eating, whether it be exercising, whether it be going to school and going to get an education, that's what we will become. And that's what we're going to have to start taking a stand for. And we're going to have to start putting God back into our life and putting him not just in giving, good oratorial speeches once or twice a week, but actually becoming that which it says, so that we can actually become the first and not the last. We can advance the kingdom of God and we can move forward so that we're not glorifying some stuff that just shouldn't be glorified. Y'all will have to call in because I'm done now. I run out of stuff to talk about. My day is pretty much over. And, Pionki was telling me that I need to get a treadmill. I'm done. But I'm just saying I played the clip because you need to hear it. It is disproportionate. It's real. So, and we need to know why. And there's a bigger reason why, and it's not because of the color of a person's skin. It's because of the society that we live in. So those of you who are of white skin, who are the white race, y'all need to know that there's some issues in the inner city that we need to deal with. Those of us who live in the inner city, we need to deal with the issues that are there and say we're not going to subscribe to it anymore. All of us need to become better healthy living, healthy exercising. We need to do all that. We just need to do that. And I've just regurgitated the same thing I've said all day long, and I guess I will continue on because it all works in our favor if we do it right. We need to do that. And it's important. More important than you can ever, ever imagine. I'm going to go play some commercials because I got some time, and I didn't take a break the first couple hours, so we're going to go back to doing that. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accepted.
Introducing Mr. Perfume and More, the area's new.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center
Find the Green Witch Workshop catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I want to thank Dr. Brandy from Turning Point Counseling, and I want to thank Doris for coming in with me today. And I want to thank my callers that have called in. I appreciate all of you. The number is 347-945-5229, and I have run out of stuff to say in conversations in my head. I want to thank Bill for sending over the Jamaica mango coleslaw. I don't even know what Jamaica is, so if anybody knows what that is, then tell me where to find it here in the valley. I would greatly appreciate it because I don't have a clue where I would find that at. Because we were talking about there are a lot of things that we find, but we can't seem to find them here locally. So if you know anywhere I can get, I think it's called Jamaica. I want to say that's some kind of Jamaican kind of food. It's got to be. I would greatly appreciate it. We are going to be evolving and having more and more guests on this upcoming year, intensifying the conversation that you have here and talking with people from across the globe about a little bit of everything. We talk about some things that you guys don't want to hear about repetitively, but, you know, as an African-American, until we really deal with it and really understand, you know, the importance of the differences and the similarities, as Styx and I have conversation and we meet on Mondays here and just brainstorm and find out what's going on here. You know, there's not a whole lot of difference between a black male and a white male and a black female and a white female. And society has put a wedge between us. And because they've put a wedge between us and because they have shaped our mental thought, and you've got to understand they've shaped our mental thought, what we've done is we've subscribed to some things that are just not true. And it's caused us to divide instead of unite and get things done. Also, I will be talking about family values because I really care about the family. I do. I care about, you know, advancing forward. When I talk to Dr. Brandy and say that I believe that marriage is an institution that was created by God and that we should really try to advance to make our families stronger so that we can make our families stronger so we can have children who are strong, I sincerely mean that. I truly, sincerely mean that. Can I ask a question? Why does Bill Clinton get the Father of the Year award? Okay, I'm just going through some news. Y'all won't call me and talk to me. So if y'all won't call me and talk to me, I'll just ramble until I'm done for the day. But please tell me, and I want you to know, I prepare for the show, but and as much as I do talk is as much as I don't talk. And if you don't understand that, you know, catch me on another day. Hopefully I'll have some new things coming up in the new year. There's a lot of things that I'd like to say out loud that I can't say today. And I am so excited about a lot of things. I'm running for some offices. I'm putting my name in for some appointments here locally. And I'm hoping and praying, and I hope if you will pray with me, I will get them. It will benefit me personally, but it will also benefit what we do here. And it's my goal to do that. Gun owner, he didn't say this. Listen to this clip. This can't be true.
I want to have, as part of the gun initiative, though, an informational campaign to really change the hearts and minds of people in Washington, D.C., and in particular our young people. they are saturated in the media and in entertainment, or by the entertainment industry, with violence. And I think too many of our young people, in particular our young men, are fascinated with violence and in particular fascinated with guns. And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people, and make it something that's not cool, that it's not acceptable, it's not hip to carry a gun anymore. In the way in which we've changed our attitudes about cigarettes, you know, when I was growing up, people smoked all the time. I mean, both my parents did. But over time, we changed the way in which people thought about smoking, and so now we have people who cower outside of buildings and kind of smoke in private and don't want to admit it. And that's what I think we need to do with guns. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
I'm all over the place. Tomorrow I'm quite sure we will deal with this in detail. Really, we will deal with some things in detail on that. No, I'm sorry. As I said, trying to stay with the theme of my day, you have to have self-control. You must teach self-control. It's not the gun that kills people. It's the lack of self-control and the mental health that kills people. Even people who have mental health issues can still have controls. I've been around people like that. You have to have self-control. Without self-control, you cannot achieve anything. You need to make sure that you have control over what's going on in your world. You've got to teach it. And I need to put a sign on my head right now and say, we need to learn self-control. It's a principle that needs to be ingrained in our teaching of our young people and of ourselves. You have to understand, if you don't have it, you can't spend it. You got to say, I got to have self-control. Now, those of you who have stuck with me through this last hour, I want you to say out loud, I've got to have self-control. If you want to brainwash people, you don't brainwash them into saying that guns are bad. What you brainwash them into saying is, I must have control over myself, that I will not use a gun unless it's absolutely necessary. Even the police officers have to learn self-control when it comes to carrying a gun, because every time they have a bad temperament, they can't pull out their gun and shoot. You've got to say that. You've got to learn that. That's important. It's important. You can't brainwash people into behaviors. Cigarettes are not bad for you. People smoking cigarettes are bad. They should have turned. We don't have to brainwash people into believing that. Just tell them that they're bad. Teach them the truth. Teach them that if you have a gun, you only use it in dire circumstances unless you're hunting. But you don't teach them that they can't have them, and the only people that can have them is the government. The government is bad, because the government is the sum total of the people in which you allow to govern over you. Food is not bad, but overconsumption of food is bad. You can exercise too much. Contrary to popular belief, you can actually become addicted to exercise. It can overtake you. Don't want to believe it, but it's true. I just want you to understand. We are out of control. And we're going to have to do something about it. Listen, I want to thank you guys. Tomorrow is open mic. We'll be back here doing the same thing all over again. Jeff will be here. He's going to open the show up. I will be here a little bit later on in the show. But do want you to stick and stay with 600 WSOM. If you listen to us on the internet through Tracy and Friends via Blog Talk Radio, if you listen to us on iHeartRadio, I want to thank my sponsors, the people that make this happen. I want to thank Cumulus Radio for giving me a home. And I pray that we will be able to branch out into all of the Cumulus properties. of one of their news top news stations across this globe. So if you guys keep on praying for us, I'm trying to make better programming. Henry Nimmons, Boardman Framehouse Gallery, Fit Family, Charlie Staples, Ambassador of Technologies, Turning Point Counseling, Blue Wolf, Kingly Auto, First Choice, and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley. I want to thank all of them for making this happen every day. I want to thank Jess and Sticks, Mark Mangi, and all the people all the people that come in here with us. You guys don't know what it takes to make this happen every day. And I want you to really know I appreciate all of you, because without you, we couldn't be here. So as I go to close out my day this Thursday, I want to say thank you. God bless you. Have a good day, and we'll see you back here on tomorrow.
Smart way to date.
That's right. You can get Charlie Staples barbecue sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples barbecue sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
You've heard it all before. Gold and silver prices are at record levels, and you've heard all the promises from the out-of-town companies saying they'll pay the highest prices. But can you really be sure?
Everybody says the same thing. It's spinning in everyone's head, but where do you go? You go to First Choice Coin and Boardman, paying highest prices guaranteed.
Meet Tom, owner of First Choice Coin and Jewelry in Boardman. and he'll make sure you get the highest price for your unwanted gold or silver.
We pay the highest prices guaranteed. Check around, get your prices, and we guarantee we'll be the highest prices paid for your gold and silver.
And what makes First Choice different?
We're locally owned. We have many return customers. We have a lot of people that check prices, and they end up at our store. And we also offer jewelry repair, jewelry appraisals. We have a GIA graduate gemologist on staff.
First Choice Coin and Jewelry, 7807 Market Street in Boardman, next to Boardman Nissan. Call 330-629-9990. See store for gold guarantee details.
This is Henry Nemmons, inviting you to shop Nemmons IGA on the square in Canfield, the Lincoln Knowles Plaza, or Creed Street in Struthers. Nemmons IGA meats are USDA choice. Nemmons Bakery makes all cakes from scratch, the very best Italian bread in town. Nemmons IGA, quality you deserve. Quality, selection, and value. That's Nemmons IGA.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and...